This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to our wonderful show this morning. It is and will always be October the 12th and the year of our Lord 2018. And we have got a wonderful show today. Here, mense, die show is so vol geprop, dat as a mens was, sou jy nou moes gaan pille drink. Christian, wat is die pille wat mens drink as jy geconstipeer is?
Brooklax?
Ja. Ah. Jy sal moes gaan Brooklax nou drink het, ja. As die show a mens was. Because, you know, waar was ons gister? Ons was by die premiere.
The premiere.
Van Canary.
Da, 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 da.
Ooh. Bernard, did you enjoy?
I loved it.
Oh, wasn't it good?
I was pleasantly surprised.
Why?
Kak my uit as ek jou nou gaan insult, né? Nee. Maar, toe ek die poster sien...
Wie gaan insult? My?
Ek gaan nou sê, en ek sien Skalk sy naam, droog ek, ach, volk nog een movie, wat hulle net een naam opsit om mense te kry.
Ooh, bitchy!
Die man dan fucking act!
Dis hoe hy begin het.
Ek nie geweet nie.
Ons gaan nou daaroor praat. Maar hy het begin as 'n fucking extra op skooldae of iets. Ek sweer. Ja, dit is 'n absolute fantastiese movie gewees. Ons almal was daar. Gavin en Shemaine. En jy en Christian en Rian en ek. Wat die fuck is dit? Dis die song. Onthou jy dit? Waar was dit?
Heel in die begin.
Wie het dit gesê? Jy?
Sorry, het jy gewag. Wat jy is af en... Is jy nog nie aan nie?
Nee, hulle is nog nie aan nie.
Oké, okay, hulle is nog nie hier nie.
Ek maak voor.
Maak jy een grapje?
Yes. Okay, so... We got a lot of the cast of Canary hier. En ons sal Engels en Afrikaans, want ek dink baie Engelse mense moet het ook gaan kyk. Mm. But I just want to ask the cast members who are here just to say hello. Hello!
Hello!
Hoor julle, dit is soos 'n fucking hok vol kanaries.
Dit is 'n swarm.
Ja, dit was baie... Okay, Skalk, we sê net baie welkom by die show.
Hallo Cassie, gaan dit?
Baie goed.
Lekker, dankie.
Ek is so impressed met die show gewees. Wag met die movie.
Dankie.
Nummer 1, hoekom het jy jou hare nou gaan fucking perspex maak?
Perspex.
Wat is dit maar net een bykie, terwyl jy nog hare het, wil jy dit gedraai het?
Ja, en jy weet, my ouders kon nie bekostig om my hele hare te peroxide op toe ons om slanke toe was nie. Ek kon nie die highlights kry. Ek kon nie soos die ander kinders die hele kop doen nie.
Maar dit pas jou nogal.
En toe het ek net wel vir die rest van die jaar doen ek nie regtig acting nie. Ek doen net stand-up. So ek kan like soos ek wil. Mm. En toe besluit ek net ek gaan dit peroxide en dan gaan ek dit in December net weer als afskeer. Dan het ek weer die canary look.
Ja.
Ja.
Ja, maar nie, maar ek dink dit sal werk. En dit is ook nice material vir jou om oor te praat in die stand-up.
Ja. Ek het lekker material daar oor actually. Wil jy dit hoor?
Nou, ja.
Okay.
En dan Charles Johan Lingervelder het ek laas gesien in 1900... Was het 88?
Ja, omtrent. Ja, het sal omtrent uit wees, ja.
Charles Johan se lewe is basically geskoei, of is dit nou reg? Die movie is geskoei op sy lewe.
Ja.
Is
dit
reg?
Ja, dis reg.
So, hoe dit gebeur dat jy dit geskryf het dan? Jy eers het geskryf en toe gebring nou hierdie mense toe?
Nee, glad nie. Soos meeste dinge in my lewe op die oomblik is alles Christian Olwagens skuld.
Ja.
Ek het vir hom die story vertel en hy het dit gaan staan verkoop. aan die producer sonder vir my te sê in 'n netedop. En hy my uit die Uber uit gebel om te sê ek het nou iets gedoen. Is jy gereed kans begin skryf? Ek was soos in wat en
oh, dis fantasties.
En hy het my net eenvoudig gesleep in hierdie ding in, en gesê ons gaan dit doen. En en dit was en ek was kan ek 'n bietjie dink daaroor? Ja, maar nie te lank nie. En toe het ons dit gedoen en dit was dit was vinnig. Ons het dit begin skryf in Augustus en ons het geskiet in November.
Dis amazing. Ja, maar dit is hoe dit moet gedoen wees. Ja. Dis that's the way. It's so fantasties om dit te hoor.
And by the way, Skalk was glad nie bekend toe ons hom gekaas het nie. Ons het geweet wie hy is. Niemand het geweet nie.
Regtig?
Hierdie wat nou in die gang is, weet ons niks van. Ons het nie dit van nie.
Maar Skalkie, het jy dan jy audisie daarvoor of het hulle jou genader en gesê, "Wil jy vir Shal Johan?"
Nee nee, vertolk? ek het audisie,
Regtig?
Ja, en jy weet interessant genoeg wel, jy weet in al die soos interviews het ek doen en almal sê half die sprong van comedy na meer ernstig rol, maar ek het die rolkras gevolg van comedy.
Nie sy sang vermoens nie.
Definitief nie my sang vermoens nie, maar jy weet, Cassie, jy ken my koor joke mos. Daai joke van waar kan nie koor sing op skool, ek weet nie of jy het ken nie. Ek het maar net soos een joke wat ek nog altyd doen in my, of dit was in my eerste Afrikaanse show, van hoe ek sing in die koor, en die joke is eigenlijk dat ons hierdie Afrika liedjie gesing het, maar op die einde het ons nie eigenlijk geweet,
ja,
wat die
ja,
lyrics
ja,
beteken nie.
Ja.
En toe was dit was my eerste, dit was my eerste show.
Hoe is dit nou dit?
Ja, okay.
Maar ek onthou dit nou.
Jy onthou die joke. Maar anyway, die punt is, dit is die joke oor in die koor sing, en toe het, Christian het die show kom kyk, en, wel, hy het toe nou later vir my gesê, die joke,
het
net so half die idee by hom gespaak om my te laat audisie, so,
wow,
ja,
want dit is,
toe kom het actually uit comedy, wie sy nou kon dink,
maar, wat Bernard nou gesê het, is precies wat mense daar buiten gaan dink, is, it's a name, it's called Poseidon Note, so, they're gonna be pleasantly shocked and surprised.
Ja, ek hoop so.
Shocked by the content, maybe, because it's not a sitcom.
Dit is nie liefling nie.
Nee, dit is...
Dit pas na jou hart. Maar al hoekom mens so dink, is, dis die general standard van Suid-Afrikaanse movies.
I know!
Okay, kan ons vir Carlino vir Bobby kry?
Ja.
Oh nee, die movie
of
gaan nie werk
nie. Of Radio Raps, of whatever, ja. You know? Maar, nou is dit a movie, dit is a, okay, dit is a cliché al om te sê baanbreker, maar dit is a baanbrekers movie. Ons het nog nooit dit gehoor of gesien in Afrikaans. Nee. Dit is amazing.
Baie mense sal het ook gaan kyk, ons het daar gejoke in 3 en 1 nog, maar baie mense sal het ook gaan kyk, wan is Afrikaans?
Ja, exactly. Ja, wat is Afrikaans? Ek het gehaat met my hele siel, maar is Afrikaans? En dis bietjie soos jou, is dit jou ma wat jou begeleid het in die movie?
Skooljuffrou.
Nee, skool die, ja, sy sangjuffrou.
Ja.
Sangjuffrou.
Wie is jou ma in die movie? Sien ons wat oor?
Nee,
maar dit is, waar die toneel waar jou bel is Joni Kombrink's stem. So sy is my ma. Ja.
Sorry, want ek moet nog verwerk. Nee, ek het die movie gisterand gesien, ja. So dat is patches. Wat ek moet verwerk. So, en hierdie goed het werkelijk gebeur, Shal Johan?
Ja, inderdaad.
Is ons tyd, basically. Want ja. Ek was in die army, ook omtrent die tyd.
Dis reg, ja. Ja nee, dit is, helaas, is dit die gebeure is soos in 90-95% keer te maak hieruit.
En uiteindelik op die screen uitgebeeld ja. Soos dit was.
Precies, ja.
Wat is die woord wat mens soek, waar jy is so embarrassed, maar dit, that is the way they were. En die fucking vlag, toe ek die Afrikaanse vlag weer sien, oh, ek wil een koets.
Ek het die, toe die, korporaal op hulle begin skree, toe ek net gedink, ek sou het nie gemaakt het nie, ek sou het mekaar gesak het en gehuil het, met die eerste poes wat hy op my skree, ek sal nie kon nie,
soos dadelik een band,
ek stand het 8 of something, toe hulle het afgeskaf, dat dit nie meer verplichting om te gaan nie, en ek was kinderlik gelukkig,
ja, nee,
ek moet nog fucking, ek het nog gedruip, ek moest 2 jaar doen. Horrible. Maar dit het al hy goed terug. Selfs hy uittree. Tree, al hy goed het ek alles teruggekomen ja. Na my toe om dit te sien.
Baie repressed memories.
Baie. Het jy gesien, ek het so...
Jylte gesin.
Wat was jy in die army? Cassie, wat jy gedoen in die army?
Ek was...
A budgie.
Hy is net 'n fool, net gewoon,
ja,
gewone fool.
Hy was 'n fool, maar match. Nee, ek was in die, ek was naby aan Canary se mense. Ek was in voortrekker hoogte. En daar was ek in die video unit.
Video unit?
Ja, dit is video unit.
Het hulle video tyd uit gehad? Sorry dat ek vra.
No, but it's you did the basic training.
It's a flipbook.
Basic training, and then there was this video unit.
Yeah.
That you had to go and make news of a film news, like P.W. Botha het geland in Posmasburg. Dit is actually a ding wat gebeur het. Ek onthou ons het daar gestaan. Maar typies ook nou typies. Nou staan ons daar, hy land met die helikopter, die helikopter hom oop, hy sit daar soos 'n fucking waterbuffel in daai fucking helikopter. Hy klim uit. Ek sê vir die kameraman, ek ons weet dit. O god, sê ek het nie 'n film in die ek het nie 'n kaset in die tape in die kamera gesit nie. Ag ja. Here. Toe het ons niks af. So as ek 'n bumbling fucking idiot was ons. Ah, en die reaksie so ver van mense op die movie, is dit kontroversieel? Is die mense bly dat daar so iets is?
Ek dink, jy weet, ons het nog net ongelooflike positiewe feedback gekry van mense af, maar van almal af. Ek wil maak die saak Afrikaans en sowel Engels sprekende mense ook. Gay, straight, almal, jy weet. En ons het natuurlik die film eerste oorsee gewys, so dit was my eerste ervaring om die film te sien.
Excellent.
Was in Los Angeles gewees. En ons kon nie glo die mense, al die humor of dieselfde goed, om die waar te sê dat meer goeie snaaks gevind is wat ons vind hier. Maar hulle het na die openingssequence het hulle allemaal spontaan begin hande klap. En na een hele klomp van die musikale nommers het hulle begin hande klap in die film en staande ovasie gekry in die einde. En het was, en na die tyd lang gesprekke met mense, en mense was net, dis iets oor net die menswees van die film, denk ek, wat mense meer realiteit, weet ek. Denk, yeah. Meer is net oor een baie specifieke 1985 Weermacht story. Dis, dit gaan meer oor die karakter, jy weet, en die inner battles, as sulks, jy weet. So, ja, dis.
Ja, en daarmee kan allemaal identify.
Ja, ek dink hy sal miskien al gehoor het van die meer ander negatieve goeders in die na.
Het jy fans verloor als Kalkie?
Nee, actually, jy weet, toe ons het geskiet het, het ons heel tyd gedink, het gaan so half ons teen die conservatives wees. Het gaan nou soos half stereotype conservatieve oom en tannie, het gaan hierdie fliek maak my sick. Maar ek het nog niks van enige conservatieve mense gehoor wat gaan. Selfs in die half press rondom die movie, selfs die trailer reveal klaar of dit is 'n gay movie. En nog nie een boodskap gekry van iemand wat sê, ek kan nie glo julle maak sulke fliek of wat ek al nie. Wat ek actually wel al gesien het, en dit is vir my baie hartseer, dat dis nou actually juist liberals wat te woke is for their own good, wat nou half Die fliek kry baie goeie terugvoer en nou moet hulle iets gaan vind, so iets soos bijvoorbeeld, hoekom is dit een straight acteur wat een guy story vertel?
Oh, please, ja.
En
ja.
Ook maar die typische ding van, het speel af in apartheid, maar is nou soos een story of the privileged struggle, eerder as, jy weet maar, dit is... Oh. Dit is
inevitable,
ja. Ja, dit is inevitable. Dat toneel met, wat is haar naam? Engelse actrice aan die einde.
Jennifer Steyn.
Dit is een fantastische toneel.
Ja. Maar wat my net so half, wat ek, weet, eintlik dink ons by onself altyd soos half, die conservatives, hulle hou ons terug.
And meanwhile is
dit meanwhile, wie sy kon dink, dis actually your own people.
Ja.
Wat half nou, jy weet, dan denk ek by myself, jy is eigenlijk die persoon wat hierdie ding moet post en mense aanmoedig en die story push en, maar ek denk is nou maar net een ding van, daar is baie positieve goed en partij mense moet nie die mense is wat soos, ek gaan nou die een persoon wees wat iets,
een dingetjie nie,
wat gaan sê, ek like it actually nie, of wat ek
al. En sadly, dit sal meeste van die tijd gay ouwens wees vir dit doen, want dit is die ding in die gay gemeenskap is, ons vaar die altijd vir equality en vir rechte, ons moet voorin te kom, en dan sal daar een nieuwe gay show op TV wees of something, en dan Oh, maar dat is niet goed genoeg, nee.
Nee, ik weet. Nee, dat is al. Maar dus ik is mijn favorite story altijd een van die Afrikaner, die Afrikaanse kreeve. Die man met de bijzak, stapt met die zak kreeve op zijn rug. En dan zegt iemand van hem, oppas, dat is een kreeve wat bezig om uit te klimmen. En zei, moet niet worry, dat is Afrikaanse kreeve die rest om terugtrek. en ik denk dat is iets wat bij ons in ons gay gemeenschap ook gebeurt. Je weet, mensen is baie geneig om elkaar een beetje in te wil doen. Het is hartseer.
Maar hierdie film was, dat was nog nooit zo'n film in Afrikaans, nie. Dit is absoluut amazing. Dit gaan uitstaan soos 'n baken in die geskiedenis van ons freak history. Dit is amazing. En ek is so bly om te kan lewe terwyl daar so 'n fliek wat ek al 30 jaar terug van gedroom het moet wees in Afrikaans uiteindelik daar is. Dit is fantasties.
Maar Kasper, excuse me in die ritte van, maar toe ons begin het om hierdie film te maak was, Christian is 20 jaar jonger as ek. En dit was net die manier waarop hy, toe ek die story van vertel, hoe hy related daarop was, vind my verstommend. Ek was soos, want hy het niks geweet van die bestaan van die Canaries nie. Hy het geen bewustzijn van enigszins van weermag nie. En die shoot self was nie altyd maanskinderroosie nie, was 'n moeilike shoot, jy weet. En ons het elke dag, het ons mekaar gesê, hoekom maak ons die film? Want hoe sou het gewees het, as 18-jariges die movie kon gesien het?
Yes!
En dit vir my, dit het ons gedra deur die maak. Yes. Ons het die hele tyd net gedink aan hoe, dit sal nie jou lewe verander het nie, maar die impact wat het so gehad, om te veel te sê, jy is nie alleen nie. Jy, daar is ander mense, weet.
Pivotal moment wat Skalkie praat oor Boy George, wat nie wil sê, hy is gay nie.
Exactly.
En die voorbeeld wat hy soek, ja. En die movie is die voorbeeld.
Precies, maar hoopelijk, vir baie mense, en vir meeste mense sal het werk, jy weet. Ons het bijvoorbeeld bij Silver Scarum Fest in Kaap, het ek met die vrou gepraat, gesê, sy het niks gehuil by haar pa se begrafnis nie, maar iets omtrent die film het iets in haar oopgemaak, en dit was net van haar amper toestemming gegee, om net uiting te kan gee in hoe sy binnen voel, jy weet. En so, ek dink die film resoneer op
mense het vreselijk gehuil.
En ek dink het gaan ook verder, jy weet, as die guy kwestie en hoop gee vir jong oukies wat miskien om vir hulle moet te gee om uit die kaste te klim. Ek dink is net soos enige issue waarmee jy struggle. Jy weet of het nou jou seksualiteit is en of het net soos ander persoonlike issue is, net om self daai courage, ja, ek weet nie, is
vast te vat en te sê, this is me.
Ja, en ook onder die thema van bullying. Dit is hoe ek as iemand wat nou nooit in die army was nie, hoe ek by met Charles Johan connected in die initial gesprek wat ons gehad het, jy weet, die story van die fietsklokkies het ek op my eie manier beleef op school en bullying is ook iets waarmee ek baie gesukkel het, so ek het al op die ingezoun as my sterkste connectie aan Charles Johan.
Hoekom het
Ach, sê ek ook maar net, want ek was soos
baie
flam... Ja, eerstens... ja, ek was baie flamboyante kind op school.
Het jy dan getwijfel in jouself, as hulle op jou boelie? Het hulle gesê, is 'n moffie?
Ja, moffie was nou maar die grootste...
Dit is nie 'n moffie nie, wat?
Ja, wel, kyk, op laerskool weet jy nie eers wat die konnotasie van moffie... Jy weet nie, jy weet nie eers... Jy maak eers die konnotasie van dit is homoseksueel nie, dis net moffie was net gebruik as 'n woord om te gaan, ja, jy is een meisieachtig, jy is een chunk bali, jy is een pussy, wat ook al, dit is nou maar die konnotasie.
En dan as jy uit...
Ja, maar jy is maar net, die woord moffie, dit is maar net ontskei jou van ons.
Ja, dit is ons baie duidelik in die movie.
Ons die seens skei jou van ons, jy is nie, jy is daar op, jy weet, daar in jou groepie. Maar,
Johan het julle rechtig, ek wil nie alles weggeen nie, was daar rechtig een koei betrokken in jou leven?
Ja.
Want het is so oulik toe dat hy terugkom in die koorstroom.
Dus,
en die klokkies in die koei.
ja, die koei, ek bedoel, dit is een van die dinge wat jy gaan kyk na en gaan sê, kyk, dit moet waar wees, want jy kan nie dit opmaak.
Ja, ek het ook so gedink.
Ja, Jesus. Nee, dit is, die julle aand was iets wat, allemaal wat saam met my in die Canaries was, so goed onthou, dit was baie traumatisch van allemaal. Ons het niks geslaap by nacht nie, dit was rare wat baie, baie erg gewees.
Was Koosie Smit saam met jou in die Canaries of nie?
Nee, hy was na my.
Okay, was hy Jaco Smit vervaardiger, dit is nie Koosie nie?
Nee.
Dit is een ander Jaco?
Nee, dit is een ander Jaco.
Okay. Want ek het gewonder, want Koosie praat baie oor die Canaries.
Dis reg, ja.
Ja, okay.
Koosie is jonger, so hy was, ek dink een paar jaar na my was hy daar gewees.
Sjan, ek het nie geweet ek kan sin nie. Het jy geweest?
Nee.
Jy laat onthou Koosie, ne mense, daar, Koosie het baie van my al gewerk op. Hy doen nou, Wat het volk het hy laatst gedoen wat ons oor gepraat het?
Avenue Q.
Avenue Q, ja, Avenue Q gedoen. Hier in my memory. Oh, well, baie geluk, Charles Johan. Dit is so lekker om jou weer te sien na al die jare. Die laatste wat ek mooi van jou kan onthou, voor ek Johannesburg toe gekom het, was dat jy ABBA-esk gedoen het.
Ja, ja.
Want ons het 'n voorliefde vir ABBA.
Dis reg.
En wat denk jy nou van hierdie nuwe twee songs wat uitkom?
Maar ek het nou net met ons publisiteitspersoon gepraat, maar ek het die show album geluister na die dag. En ek was so verbaas gewees oor hoe nice dit is. Dit is rare wat 'n goeie album.
Mense love it, ja.
En dit is net vir fans, dit werk rare wat, ek klink ook my bemarking nou doen vir huis. Ek my Tantie Emmer shirt.
Tantie Emmer.
Dit is een mooi woord daar.
Baie mooi.
Ek sit 'n hommel in my agterzak. En so ja, nee, it's amazing. Ek wil in die feit dat jy weet, dit is ook iets wat interessant is, like, iets wat so lank al in die ronde is, en it makes a comeback, en daar gaat jy, jy weet, dit is wysheid vir jou, fuck, enig iets.
Maar jou ABBA-esk ding, en my ABBA Super Trooper show, was in die tyd wat hulle a big no-no was.
A big no-no was, ja, en myne was moest verban.
Ooh,
ja, het is die skandaal. Ja, nee, ek was verban, want ABBA het op die stand begin, al die van ons het die album uitgebring, en ons moest 'n contract gekry om Londen toe te gaan met die show. En toe het ABBA te hoore gekom daarvan en gesê, nee.
Regtig?
Ja, en toe was het hofsake en dinge.
Fok hulle, ABBA.
Ja, nee, en toe was hulle het geen sin vir humor nie. Die album gehoor was net soos, nee, ons kan nie toelaat dat julle vir ons in een grunge metal insit.
It was then. I'm sure if it was a few years later, they would have been fine.
Ja, maar ons dink die regte is weggeneem as gevolg van hulle was bezig met Mamma Mia's ontwikkeling.
Misschien.
So hulle wou net seker maak dat hulle...
Maar sies toch Benny en Bjorn al twee is, hulle het oor so groot soos een fucking kanarie, as jy vir hulle sê, hulle het so'n gay following, dan gaan hulle, maar hulle weet dit nou, obviously weet hulle dit nou, maar aan die begin het hulle gesê, dit het hulle so gewaar, hoekom hou die guys van ons?
Ek dink Frida was die een wat gegaan het, ja, bring dit.
Ja, 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 ja.
Anjeta het ook baie stijf
geraak. Oeh, so stijf.
Ja, baie stijf geraak in die gezicht, en die homoseksuele mense.
Ja. So. What is that now? But now they're embracing it because exactly. It's making them a lot of money. And so what is your volgende project? Bly jy nog steeds in die Kaap?
Ja, ek is permanent by die Fugard Theater in die Kaap.
Ja, dis reg. Dis waar jy is.
Ja, so ek het toepas, ek gemoonlight by Peter Turin Productions. Ek het Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night Time gedoen.
Oh, ek wil het so graag
sien. Favorite book, sorry.
Ja, no, it's an incredible production. En dit kom Johannesburg toe nou binnenkort. So ja, gaan kyk.
You're going to be in it?
Nee, ek het die al die muziek en die sound gedoen daarvoor.
Oh,
so ja, okay, ek begin maandag met die nieuwe David Kramer musical in die Kaap, okay. Langarm. Ons begin repeteer daar.
Ek gelees daarvoor.
Ja, so dit is...
So you're still fully into music?
Ja.
Dit is jou lewe, jou musical director van shows?
Ja, ek val rond, jy weet, en die filmwereld is my so amazing dat ek saam met Christian daarin kon gaan, omdat ons werk op so onconventionele manier. Ek stel nie eindelijk belang om die hele score ding te doen en die type van Hans Zimmer nie. Dit is my baie lekkerder om te werk op manier soos wat Canary is, waar die muziek so deel is van die film, jy weet. En diezelfde met Johnny is die dood nie, wat ons ook gedoen het.
Oh,
het is
stunning.
Ja, as daar sulke projekte opkom, absoluut. Enig iets na die richting. Dit is,
maar is die jong generasie is with it, hè? Is nie amazing nie?
Absoluut.
Ons, baie van ons dink so, maar ons het nie die mense gehad waar het deerdruk nie, maar
exactly.
Die jongens doen dit nou. Hulle fokken weet precies wat hulle moet doen.
Ja.
Loved it.
Nee, ja. ek is gek oor die hele, toe is ek met Christian, is hy het een verskrikkelijke focus. As hy iets gaan doen, en dit is die belaglike ding is, binnen hoe kort bestek van tyd hy iets kan regkry. Iets wat vir my jare sal vat.
Ja, hy het nie die
factor.
Ja, exactly. Factor,
yeah. Ek het altyd die verskoning van hoe kom ek het die vandag kan doen hier. So, en hy is die een wat net soos, en ek het ons die script geskryf het, dat was daar wat ek snot en tranen gesit en huil het, dat my oor so geswel was, ek kom ter in die computerscreen staan, sien dan staan hy op die balkon so en rook so, en kyk hy vir my so, dan sê, gaan jy nog lang vat? En dan, het het hy een dag ook vir my net so gesê, denk jy nie, jy moet iemand gaan sien nie? Maar ek krijg geen sympathie van hom af nie, ek moet by iemand anders het gaan soek. Ek moet die script kryf, so dat hy kan edit. En ons het een baie lekker gesam gewerk, want ek het geskryf, hy het geedit, jy weet, so, maar geen sympathie. Maar obviously het hy sympathie gehad, maar het geweet, hy kan, you can't go there, want dan gaan ek een verskoning om te kan ophou skryf. So hy moest druk die hele tyd.
En Christian, dis ook 'n Christian hier.
Ja, dit is baie confusing vir Max, want dit antjie wat mooi woorde.
Maar hy maak ook movies. So het jy iets 'n finale woord vir die twee here?
Neem my aan. Adopt me.
Vul in die volgende forums split.
Dis die mees onkonvensionele pa en pa. 52 en 26 en is... In this guy in a stride.
I can fart amal.
Anything goes, bro.
Jou girlfriend, Skalk.
Ja, Cassie.
Wat is haar naam nou weer?
Mika.
Mika. Ek het haar al 'n paar keer ontmoet. She's beautiful.
Dankie.
Ek het net haar naam vergeet. Ek moes dink aan 'n fucking hardware store. Maar. Hoeveel sy oor daai toneel, die sekstonele?
Sy, sy werk in, nou nie heeltemal film nie, maar meer advertensies en... Ja, sy verstaan my net wat ek doen. Ek dink dis die belangrikste, soos jy snap het of jy snap het nie. Jy weet, soos, daar het al een of twee mense gevra soos, was het om 'n man te soen in die movie? En dan, dit is soos half hoe verduidelik jy, want soos, dan sê ek, dit is net, soos om 'n vrou te soen, dit is net bietjie seerder.
Ja.
Maar,
ja.
Anders het die hardste baard. Maar, jy weet dat het soos, ach man, jy kan eers aan begin verduidelik, vir so'n persoon is het net soos, they just won't get it.
Ok, ek wil nou nie weggee uit die movie nie, maar ek net die vraag, die een toneel wat een movie moet hee, wat toe in hierdie movie is, is waar mens gaan, eeuw, oh. Was dit rechtig?
Hoe bedoel jy regte? Oor die... Ja, dit was.
Take after take after take after take.
Dit was fucking baie takes van daar.
Yes! Ek
kon nie.
Maar die ding is, as jy... Die hoogste kere gaan in die movie, dat is het soos... Maar... Dit is nou maar net nog van die...
Het verstom my mense reaksie altyd op die ding, is my verstom
het
altyd.
Die hele theater het gestrand, woe!
Jongens, ek kom, ek raaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
begin skiet het ook, jy weet, natuurlijk het ek en Christian baie lang gepraat, ek het nog nooit iets van jou genoem nie, maar weet, hoe gaan Skalk al die dinge benader, en wanneer moet die mense die gesprek met hom hê, en wat ook al, ons het nooit daarby uitgekom nie, hy het het net, ek dink Skalk is so secure in sy eie, wie hy is, en seksualiteit en dinge, dat hy, daar was net geen gesprek nodig
nie. Ek het nooit getwyfel in die integriteit van sy karakter.
Nee, en dit is hoe hy dit elke dag op stel was
maar
so geweest.
Maar dit help ook, jy weet, hoe die environment op stel, want soos Christian, jy weet, Charlian weet nou, soos hy is baie van about, soos is nie emotioneel, of dis nie, just, it's about the story, kom ons vertel nie die story. So hy sit ook daar, jy weet, as hy direct is, hy nou soos, kyk, so gaan jy nou vry of wat? Jy weet, en ek en Hannes was soos, oe mag ons, want op drama school het iemand vir my gesê, op drama school het iemand vir my gesê, as jy 'n soen scene het met iemand, as jy jou tong in hulle mond druk, is dit soos die mees, die biggest no-no wat jy kan doen, jy weet, jou mede-akteur gaan jy so, so ek en Hannes het aanvankelijk eers so gepik, soos twee gappies wat
twee
so,
genaries.
Ja, en toe nader aan Christian soos,
wat een volk.
Toe kon ek sien, hy sê happy nie, toe sê Christian, hoe kan ek jou happy maak, toe sê net, wel, ek kan sien jylle vry nie, dit lyk net rarig vry, en toe sê ek, oma, mag ons, Hannes is jy cool, toe sê Hannes is ek cool, is jy cool, en toe sê net
but
so,
oh
cool,
be,
ja, en ek bedoel, Hannes is ook net so, ek het hom vir die tyd geken wat baie gehelp het, jy weet so, ons is net dadelijk gemakkelijk met mekaar, en op die einde is het soos, weet jy, ons allemaal professional, en gaan we die, it's about the story we need to tell hier.
So, en dit kom so natuurlijk oor.
Dat is ook hier erg tyd of plek vir fucking weird raak, en
dis nou, net ongemakkelijk soos, voel.
Ja, kom ons moet nie go, jy.
Fantastic.
Was het moeiliker om die, om van komedie na drama toe te gaan, of van komedie na danser toe te gaan, want daar is een klomp gekreef.
Ja, hy dans
ja.
Ook.
Ja, soos bedaar met die talent voor gij, asjeblief.
Nee, ek dink, wel kijk, ek was op drama school, jy weet, so het komedie is nou nie rarig op die forefront van goed nie, maar professioneel was het my eerste ernstige rol, maar jy weet, acting is net vir my moeilik. Of het nou soos Danny is in hotel, en of het Johannes in
maar
acting Canary.
Is nie vir jou moeilik, nie, jy is
nee, maar ek bedoel maar net soos, dis al, om net te gehoor te oortuig dat ek is nie nou Skalk nie,
wat
is 'n uitdaging punt, jy weet, of het nou ernstige rol of 'n komedie rol is net, acting is net.
Wel, in hierdie movie, van die eerste seconde af, vergeet die mens Skalk die stand-up comedian.
Ja, onmiddellik.
Onmiddellik.
Is bly. Iemand het my gevra, kan ek nie die publikasie noem nie, maar nie. Die journalist het vir my vraag gestuur, of iemand gevra, hoekom het jy besluit om jou hare te skeer vir die rol? So asof ek enigszins 'n keuse gehad het, soos asof ek vir Christian kon gaan, Christian, ek gaan nie my hare skeer nie. En toe sê hy soos, okay, en dan is hier die hele movie van hierdie klomp kanaries met hulle kort hare, en dan is daar net so een kanarie met 'n fucking snor en 'n afro. En almal sê net soos, ek het bietjie gesukkel om daai deel te glo. O nee, maar weet jy, geweet die akteur het net gegaan, ek weier om my hare te skeer.
Maar dis iets toch wat ek opgelet het, is nie almal het hulle hare geskeer met daai eerste scene nie. Hoekom nie?
Die eerste scene.
Daar weer die hare skeer.
O, daar.
En toe direct daarna toe staan sien wat jy nou hare afgeskeer het, maar
soos Wolfgang het langer gehad.
German se hare was nie afgeskeer nie en
wat ons okay, wat daar die hare skeer scene, die extras op stel het ons gevra daai dag wie gee om sy hare te geskeer. Ons het, dit was soos 'n masjien, ons van die masjien wys van waar jy die hele fase
gaan. Ons het so gestaan ook.
Exactly. En so ons het net weet so daar obviously was het net 'n paar wat sy hare geskeer is, maar toen die tyd wat ons besef het vir continuity ook, omdat ons nie geweet het precies hoe die hele film met mekaar gaan sit, het ons besluit, want die Canarische hare het uitgegroei eventueel, so ons het besluit, ons gaan eerder vir 'n nekiese kort haarstyl vir allemaal, wat vir meeste mense gaan werk en pas, en dat ons kan makkelijk kan handhaaf deur die hele film, as om te gaan vir die hele brush cut. Ons het nie, omdat ons so vinnig geskiet, dat was die tyd wees om jou hare om uit te groei, om te kry by jou ordentlike lengte, en so, dit was maar net sikke keuses, praktiese keuses wat ons mis gemaak het.
Wel ek dink, jy weet die moed wat het gevat het om hierdie movie deur te druk en te maak, is amazing, en iemand moet fucking vereer word.
Dankie, maar dan kry nou mense soos Bernard, jy weet, is amazing flick, en hy sal nou weer gaan.
Die hare was nou nie reg.
Die hare was nie allemaal sy hare.
Terwijl ek dit vraag droom.
Dit was my heeltemal, dit het my so heeltemal gegooi. Toe kon ek vir die rest aan die hoek, kon ek glad nie concentreer.
Terwijl ek dit vraag droom, ek klink dit soos die mense waar ons vroeger gepraat.
Ja, exact.
Ek weet, ons gaan baie probleme optel met baie mense, dat ek was bijvoorbeeld militaire adviseer op stel ook geweest, kan jy het geloof. Ek het al die military training gedoen, en ek was soos in military politie om te kyk na al die uniforms en goeders, en ek, alles vir een of andere rede, ek onthou dit alles baie goed. Maar, ons het nuidig by die kantoor toe ek instap, daar is een foto op die muur van Skalk en Hannes en German, so, jy weet, behind the scenes. Hulle staan net so en die fotograaf het hulle afgeneem, maar dit is glad nie in die movie enigszins nie. En toe staan daar twee man so in die 50s, ek weet nie wie hulle is nie, maar dit so gaan kyk na die foto en letterlik, ja nee wat, jy is dan nooit so gestaan het nie, jy is nie dit gedoen het, jy is nie dat gedoen het. En dit was net een van die dinge, en ek het besef as mense die film gaan kyk met die type van attitude, they just gonna miss out on your experience, weet ek, natuurlik gaan alles nie 100% wees, en almal se ervaring van die Weermaf was so anderste, jy onthou goeie so anders, te veel anderste, weet ek, ek wil vir jou die selfde Kasper.
Ja, but it did touch things, wat ek weet, daai soos daai haarskeerderij, ons het ook so gestaan in die vongerij, en om die vlag te sien, en my uittree, en die fokops, en daai goed, om dit weer te sien, dit is echt gevoel.
Exactly, ja.
Wel, my pa het gestrand sien vir die eerste keer, en hy het na die tyd vir Beer gesê, jy weet, ek onthou daai korporaal wat so vloek, en jy so sleg sê, en pa
het
gesê,
ek het baie dinge van Beer gesien gestrand. Maar,
het jy ook al korporaal onthou?
Ek het op aandag gespreek. Nee, maar dit is, I bedoel, in all facets, something you have never seen in Afrikaans, people. Fantastische film. Okay, so ons moet vir julle nou groet.
Ja.
So ek gaan, Skalk, gaan jy Engeland toe nou?
Ja, ek moet 20:03 op die lig al
wees. Jesus, waar toe gaan jy?
Ek gaan Londen toe vir paar stand-up shows.
Oh my god.
Ja, gaan lekker gaan geld verloor vir 10 dae en dan kom ek terug en werk weer. En
okay. Weer dit weer terug. Want daai tyd is die movie nou rond, nou gaan jy weet, as mense op jou begin spoeg.
As jy as ek terugkom,
dan jy, oh god.
Dan weet ek, is die of dat ek kak was in Engeland.
Kom ons doen Canary 2, gauw. Okay, wel sterkte en bon voyage.
Dankie, Cassie.
En Charles, Johan, lekker om jou weer te sien. En ek is so trots oor oor die movie of op die movie en op jou, baie baie geluk.
Thanks man, baie dankie Kasper.
Mense, ons is besig om te praat oor die film Canary. It had its premiere last night in Johannesburg. It had its the previous night it had it in Cape Town. Ek weet nie wat volgende of hulle gaan na verlies stort met die fucking movie nie. But it is gonna happen. Shemaine, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You were there last night.
I was indeed.
Tell me all about it.
God, you've been speaking about it for like an hour.
No. But you know why? I'm going to go that way and say out of the eyes of someone who wasn't actually betrokken.
Oh, I was betrokken.
Yeah, but I mean, die wit ding.
No, I'm saying I was betrokken because there was like that thing that they left and they just said it's like during the time of... What's that thing that we talked about?
Apartheid.
the state of emergency.
Oh, wow. My God, yes.
So I'm going like, okay, fuck. But then it was there. So it was within the psyche. So you felt all those things, those moments of, you know, where they were going through. And it was actually compounded with this mad corporal. Die Anna Pastoor.
The dominee.
The Malian. Mm. And then you kind of like you felt almost like that the tension was kind of like made palpable. So in that sense, yeah, it was crazy that you know, because it was a story of everything else, but the apartheid thing. And it was a beautiful story, and it was a story that made me look at you guys in a total different way. Because
what guys? Gay guys?
No, guys who went to the army. Guys who
looked at me, I'm like, I was not in the army. Guys
who were conscripted, you were in the army. DNA, in your DNA, all that hurt is still sitting. So, sorry, guys, I just go.
God, you called it now.
So I heard of the Canaries, and some of my friends were in the Canaries, but for me, it was just like a blotch, because I grew up during that time, you know, like I was born in the early 60s, so for me, it was like all those things were there, so it made the boys normal. It normalized everyone. Because you know what? When you think of the past, you just go like, oh, that was just all crap. But now that gave a kind of a sense of, oh, okay. Within all that crap, there were personal lives.
That was mean to them,
you know, there were humans. I remember in 93. I don't think I ever told the story publicly, or maybe I told it to one person.
Okay.
And yeah. Then, no, but seriously, I was sitting in Horst in Holland, in the Netherlands.
Oh!
And I was sitting between coming back home or staying. So I'm like 29-ish or something like that. And everybody's going like, you are going into, there's going to be civil war and all and all and all and all. And I'm just like, and I'm considering this now. I see a photograph of a young 19-year-old or something like that, white boy, at a station with his gun, guarding. I mean, my heart at that moment broke for that kid. And I was terribly racist, you know? So, but can you understand? So I knew that this thing that's happening is just terrible. Mm. But for me, what happened in this movie was people became human. Mm. Those guys that I know are bossies, they became human. Mm. It gave me another glimpse, and it was really great. It was like, I think for me, this was the first Afrikaans movie that I went like, yeah, breathe. It's like Johannes Kerk Orel's thing. When he came out, I felt like that. I felt like, Afrikaans music, there's hope. Now I'm going like, oh, Afrikaans is brilliant, you know, in the sense that it's starting to take the form of not just one cultural group, but I think it's starting to do all of us together, because we're all doing, and I always say that this country is going to be saved by the young people. People in their 30s and under. People over 45. Well, we got issues.
Yeah, but we can go and see the youngsters' movies and enjoy.
Yeah.
But
I loved it. I really did. You guys were amazing. Mm-hmm. Really, really.
Up to now, when I say now, I mean die afgelope tyd, was Afrikaans nog altyd, tot op die grens van amper daar, en dan, and then it's a pretense that kicks in. Mm. Dus Afrikaans, ons gaan dit, mag nie dit doen, and that was broken completely for me. Last night.
Yeah.
It was just a pure, natural experience.
It didn't self-censor itself.
It didn't!
It was very honest. It was just like, this is what happened. Enjoy. Yeah.
And I have heard people go like, oh, but there are no black people. I'm going like, look at what the thing is saying, you know, because there's not, it was actually quite apt because black people did stand in a row doing freaking nothing but holding, you know,
trays.
So it was true to the time. You know, and I mean, the barracks were segregated. You had the white barracks, you had the colored barracks, you know, so it made sense, you know, and this was a story of a white boy or a couple of white boys. So I mean, for some people who go like, yeah, but there's no color, I go like, yeah, okay.
No, it's a moment in time that you must understand.
Yeah.
But there's another moment in time I must understand, and that's that Kyle is here from Magic Mike, but he's got a hopple fuiki. Hello.
No.
How are you guys today?
The last time those pics were in my face.
The pics are still there, don't you? Okay. They're underneath, I promise you that. Uh-huh.
Stop that.
Just a little. Wait, Kyle, I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance now.
Awesome.
I'm building towards that. Okay, so you let the show. Tomorrow night, you got a
indeed
show?
Indeed, we do. Indeed.
Are you going to do a show?
I am indeed.
With
hopefully
what?
Everything comes together and it's cemented.
But it's like good cortisone. Are you going to have that?
Not at all. I'm just going to rest it off, ice it out tonight and see what we can do tomorrow. Sometimes you just got to push through.
What happened to your knee?
We had rehearsals last night and a lot of rehearsals. A lot of the movements were on the floor.
Did you do that thing where you like jump and then slide on your knees?
Not per se slide on our knees, but something similar, okay. You understand? And not just that. Prior to that, I was training in the gym, so obviously my stupidity led to a bit of an injury, but it's all good.
Oh, sorry.
Bernard, can I ask you a favor? Can you take a on your wonderful Samsung phone? Can
Are
you
we taking a video a picture for pics? Us?
Whoa.
And then I'm going to ask Kyle to impress Charmaine.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the resident go-to, you know what? Every time there's a male that's like, and I mean...
How do you make Charmaine uncomfortable for an hour?
No, it's not. I'm actually getting used to it. The first time it was so bad.
She ran out.
Did you run out?
It's just more so cluster cooking. Yes. It is just like, oh... Yeah, but, so now I'm going like, for fuck's
sake. But Kyle,
sakes.
We know us so well by now. Yeah. I mean, he feels like a brother to me. You know, he ain't heavy, Charmaine.
I just keep thinking this is like so pedophilia.
No, mommy, not at all.
How old are you, Paul?
I'm 24.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's like nearly 30
years. Why does he look 24 and I look
like
12?
Oh my God, I'm 30 years older than you. You see what I'm saying? It's fine.
He's not a fucking child of 8.
Bring the children. Bring the children. Bring it, goodness.
Hold your earphone on, Kyle, because you have to hear the music. I had instructions, and I hope it's correct, from the top, that I must play something like Birthday Sex.
Yes, that was if I was dancing and if the other guy had come with. So I'm not going to do a dance today. I'm going
to
skip on
just
that.
Put
but,
your,
yes, I'm going to put my little 100%.
I just want your teta in her face. That's
you just want Charmaine to be motorboated.
Okay.
And don't hurt your
that's
knee.
Fair.
I have Let's to tell you, I'm in a drought.
A drought?
So if you are going to awaken some shit right now, you're going to have to come and pay for it.
My dear, there's a cozy couch on the outside. Oh my God. That is
no,
all
no,
I'm
no, no. Okay, that's enough nonsense. My son is going to be so embarrassed if he hears this. So when is the show? I was invited to that show.
All the girls just run to the window.
So what do I do now again?
She's into it. You say you won't pass out.
No, this is on video. You'll see it later.
I'm one of you guys.
What? You know I'm shy.
Jermaine is now officially into it.
Oh, that was good. I'm so spoiled. I wanted more.
So come to the show tomorrow evening. The uncensored version is going to be right there. The boogie is going to be right there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, I saw the show a couple of years. What, I can't remember.
Years
I was there.
Ago,
I loved
it. Was
it.
Years ago. We've changed so much since.
Yeah, no, I must see it again.
Mm-hmm. I agree. We're now on our what? Our fourth season?
Yeah.
So everything's a little different. We've got new boys coming in. We've got new content. It's real fun.
You've bulked up a lot more.
Push-ups every day.
Yeah, you have bulked up a lot more.
Who's the guy who should have been here with you?
His name is Devin.
Devin, what a
Devin gave me a real good...
Oh, was it that Devin?
That Devin. That tall, sweet child.
Okay.
Mama was happy.
Where is the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow evening it is at Onyx Nightclub in the Michelangelo Hotel. And it will be at 9 o'clock. That's when it starts. Doors open at 8.
Awesome.
And what? And legs at 10?
Legs? No. Yes, legs at 10.
Doors open at 8, legs open at 10.
100%.
So I can I ask you? Yes. I've never been to a strip show.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. It's not a strip show.
The fuck is it?
It's a sexy show.
Female entertainment.
That's,
yeah,
that isn't that stripping.
Yeah, the strip is common. He is sexy.
It's classy.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens? What should say people like me who's never been? What should they expect if they go?
First thing I would say is always expect the worst.
Okay.
I mean, a lot has happened over there. We've seen breasts fall out. We've seen panties rip open. We've seen all kinds
of... Who does that? Who does that?
Number one.
Who rips open the bras
the
and panties?
Wear.
People in a drought.
Girls wear. Sometimes they wear clothes that have to be a little more revealing than others.
Okay.
And the boys pick them. One thing leads to another. Boom.
The everyone damn breaks.
Okay.
So, first things first, I would say bring comfortable pants.
Okay.
That's number one.
Like can I...
100% comfortable pants. Beyond that, expect a lot of boobs. Male boobs, of course.
Okay.
Male physiques.
All right.
Boys rubbing up on you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fun, laughter, good time, you understand? Mm. It's a place where women can go and let loose.
Do we
They can do so comfortably.
Or
the culture in South Africa isn't that open-minded yet,
mm-hmm.
as far as putting R100 in a guy's pants and knowing that it's there and it's going to stay there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So with time, hopefully, tipping will become more.
Wait, do people pickpocket you after you finish?
No. They don't pickpocket. It's more so that when you give out R100, you feel that R100 going away. Do you understand? So the culture is just a bit different in male stripping when it comes to that in South Africa. We're trying to work around. We're trying to make it more feasible for the guys who are doing it. Give them another way to generate income.
Okay.
But that'll take time. That'll take time.
See, I would want to be tipped.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I think you guys need to be tipped.
But you need to do something to be tipped.
100%. So you need to come to the show and figure out what we do to be tipped.
Mm-hmm.
And wear my good panties.
Your good panties, the good pants, everything. Mm.
Okay,
yes,
there's good ones you get from... what do you call that place? China City. China City. No, they roll up and they've even got pockets.
Oh, yes.
What?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Damn.
Fantastic.
Is this like in a response to women's pants not having pockets? They're like, let's give the underwear pockets.
Nah, I don't know what I don't know why, but it's there. Like two on the side. It's really, some people use it for condoms. You can use it for cash. Whatever. It's two nice little pockets. And they hug you like they...
They put everything in place. Is that what you're saying?
Spanx.
Fantastic.
Tell me, Bernard, did you place this video yet on our Casper radio show?
I shall do immediately.
Please do it. Then we can see what the mense wat luister nou het nie 'n fucking clue wat hulle gemis het nie.
Dis hulle probleem.
Dis hulle probleem. So if you want to see Kyle, you can go and watch it now on the Casper radio show.
Not a Tannie in Vogberg wat gaan kwel.
Sy's ook in 'n droogte.
Dis 'n verskriklike.
Die plase kry swaar.
Now, there's a, there was a, remember that, I think they were fake quasi-lesbian group from Russia called Tatu?
They weren't lesbian, they just made like they were.
I think it the manager weird. Said they must make they were
the fuck.
But then in Russia, in Russian, one of their songs sounds like Kalamari saying Meisiki. I fucking swear, listen to this.
Meisiki.
Meisiki.
Kalimori the guy who claimed.
I tried my best.
Meisiki. 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 Where are you there? Enjoy your show, Kyle.
Yeah, and it could also be
at the
cheeky.
Onyx Club
my
at cheeky. 9 tomorrow.
My cheeky. Onyx. What an interesting and full program we have today, hey, so Charmaine? Full.
I know.
Yes. It's like a lucky packet.
I know. I actually feel redundant today.
No.
I'm
no.
like, oh.
Why?
You're not that little frog that you like press down and dances.
Oh, come You're on, better guys. Than you that. Know, you know that I'm joking. But yeah, and it's amazing to have the cast of Canary here. When I saw the trailer, I was peaked. I was like, yes, sirs. Mm. And so now when I got the invitation to go, I was like, yeah. And then when I saw the movie, I fell in love with every freaking character.
Oh.
Really, everyone. Even the small bits, I was like...
Because they were so dedicated, eh? As actors as well. That, I just saw that.
That too. And I mean, I don't know, but I know that, you know, when you get direction, you know, that a lot goes in there as well. Mm. So if you have a really great director, so for me, it's almost like it speaks about the teamwork. You guys were fabulous.
Thank you.
You guys are just like, yum.
But the nice thing with Christian is that he rehearses you. You know, like that is a nice thing. So you've got that time to really work. And I remember we had to be words down the first rehearsal and we had to, and he just like puts you down and you're like, he's like, this is where you're going to go. This is what you're going to do. And you just feel obliged. And also because I think everyone bought into the story really fast.
Mm.
And because we all felt like it's something we want to tell.
Like you said, it is in our DNA, you know, with our dads. Very much so.
Isn't it?
But can I just ask that we solve the problem of people listening now wondering who the fuck have we got talking now?
Introduce yourself. Recognize my voice. I'm David Viviers. I played Kevin, but everyone called him Soutpeel in the film.
Absolutely. I did remember them. I came in and I saw them and I was like, hey, I'm just messing with you.
But that was so... perfect as well, because it's exactly what happens in the army, is that one English guy.
That one English guy in the corner trying to, I mean, I think it's hard enough, the army's hard enough, and then to have another barrier of language on top of that.
Fucking Afrikaans mens. And
is
English wonderful.
Is it your first language? Because
English, ons definitely.
Praat nou maar net, ek praat nou
ek kan Afrikaans praat.
Want jy praat nou in my kop is ek nog steeds daar in die movie. Ja, wat Engels praat.
En ek is Andrieke Gussen en ek speel Lobster, Roan Swart. En hy is die ou wat baie konservatief is in die kerk.
Ek sien hom.
Ja.
Ja.
Fui toch.
Ja.
Ik zie hem saam. But he also does like the boere, ek sê altyd boere, volksspeler. He does that and hy verwys daai kak en fotokies bedoel ek nou van sy ma.
Ja, met daai
platinum jukskei gemeen het of something.
ek weet nie hoeveel keer is, daar is 2 keer, hè?
Twee keer. 1 keer bring hy, dis die eerste keer wat hy 'n foto op die muur wil sit.
Dis van sy mama.
Ja, van sy mama met die... bonnet op. En dan van Johan vra, doen hulle nog die volksspeler?
Oh, it's funny.
Yeah, that's very funny. Yeah.
Where is he? Is hy nie gemaningal nie?
What the fuck is
gemaningal? This is Jets. What's gemaningal?
Oh, ek praat kallid. Is hy oor hulle nie?
Nee.
Nee, God, hy was dan in die movie. Maar die movie is maanden geleden geskiet. Kom
ja,
on.
But did you think he did that with the help of Marietje?
Come on, behave yourself. Behave yourself.
I'm joking. No, no, Johanna's still very much. He's very funny as well. I like him. Listen, but I want to ask you, and I want our guests to listen, Enrico, David, listen to what Shemaine is saying, and maybe you got a story as well, is that we have tales about animals.
Tales?
Oh.
I know.
Oh, come on, you guys.
And I wanted from you a nice tale about an animal. And so far, we've always had a fuck-up of a tale.
Really depressing. Depressing.
Dying. Die. Maar watse vraag het jy vir ons, Shemaine? En watse muziek moet ek soek?
I don't know. This is about a Jack Russell. So, you know. Yeah, no, I figured we'll do the Jack Russell today. So, his name is Munchkins. You know, and he is really an aw. So the thing nearly died like a few days before he got.
And that's the story. We buried him yesterday.
So anyway, so but he made it through and he started to, you know, so part of his recuperation was obviously, as Jack Russell's also go, you have to exercise them pretty much, otherwise they're all over the place. And so he started exercising him. I started exercising him in the yard. And in the yard there was this one plant that my son just wouldn't dig up. And I'd say, Brent, when are you going to get rid of that thing? What is that thing, you know, that's growing there? And he would just say, Mother, please just leave it there. It's an experiment. I just want to see how it grows. And so every day when we go playing, the dog runs to the bush and he chomps on the leaves, and then he comes back and he runs again, and then we have like at least a half an hour of constant play. So run to the bush, come back, run to the bush, come back, until he's really dog tired but focused. And then I said to Brent, take out the bush, because that's it, it's too high now. So then we went playing again, and the dog was looking for the bush. And so I figured out afterwards, I said, what was it? Because now the dog is agitated. And he said it was a dacha plant.
No.
So my little munchie, if you come into the house with dacha, he will sniff you out. So we always know who's got dacha when they come.
That is interesting. And is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh, thank God.
That's what I'm saying. No, he's still good. He loves dacha. I mean, obviously the dog is like, I'm concentrating here. So.
And it's legal now. So you can go all out.
So no can you go, ooh, he gave me a biki.
No, I told my son, now you can plant one for Munchie.
Yes, for Munchie.
For Munchie.
So Munchie like it eigenlijk om bij die dacha plant te wees.
Munchie loved the dacha plant. So you would, I don't know how it is. I mean, I don't know if anyone's dog ever did that.
But obviously, no, they trained. I mean, in airports and stuff, I suppose they could use Munchkin as
a sniffer dog.
Detector,
You'll probably like, give me some.
Imagine being attacked by a Jack Russell at the airport.
Was his name Munchie before? Dacha? Okay, that's because.
Munchies.
Munchies.
Munchie loved. So that's my story, and you said you didn't want to. That story, and I still think it's a great story.
It's a great story that was brought to you by Brevecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks.
Do you know that? They protect you,
and for dogs, yes,
Brevecto Protecto
for up to 12 weeks.
I'm on a farm now,
pregnant and baby dogs.
Yes, you see,
lactating too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
post-pregnancy as well. So I mean, like,
well,
the whole
you were lactating when Kyle was here. You were lactating a bit.
Actually, no, I wasn't.
Kyle burst into tears.
But it was fun, you know. But my ovaries had not hallelujah geklapt nie.
Ach, maar ons is so gebaai gewoond al.
Ja, dis yes. En ek hou myself terug, jy weet. I keep myself terug, like, you know, like I kind of feel like that. Die cookie blik. Die crunchy blik. Ek voel soort van so, die crunchy blik is voor my en ek moet myself beheer. So, ja.
Have you got any stories about animals?
Well, I grew up on a farm, but none of our animals had drug addictions. shame, no, all they're all kind of sad. You know, animals that fell in the dam and drowned. I'm trying to think of a funny one.
Does anyone have a Jermaine is the odd one out here.
And you?
Ek het baie, want ek het ook, ek was ook op die plaas en ons het volstruise gekry like op 'n tyd en toe die al die volstruise het nog nie 'n kamp gehad nie, so hulle het net rondgeloop, jy weet, enige plek. En toe eendag toe moes ons nou ry en die volstruise staan in die middel van die pad en die man hierdie se hake moes nou hakskeners moes nou pink, jy weet, en ons kan nie wegkom nie.
Is dit 'n idioom?
Nee. dit is 'n idioom, nee. Se hakskie, as jy hakskene pink is, as jy moes nou verlief of
Hy was verlief.
Okay, onderskeiding in Afrikaans.
Dankie.
Baie.
En toe moes ons hulle nou 'n pad uit kry en al die mans klim in die kar en hulle is ons shoshule en eweskielik maak die wyfietjie haar vlerke so en sy sprei dit so uit en die mannetjie storm op my arme oupa af. Maar gelukkig begin hy nie skop nie, hy is net so magically begin hy so dans om my oupa. So okay. Die dans van die volstruis, ja.
Van die volstruis?
Ja.
Wow.
Okay, well, was that story brought to us by Brevector?
It was brought to us by Brevector. I have a fun fact. It's time for Christian's fun facts.
A fun fact.
Yeah. About canaries. Mm. Yeah. Did you know that the male canaries are actually better singers? Because their hormones make them, like, force them to sing so that they can attract mates.
Yeah, that's what we saw you say in the movie.
It's bad. The female canaries don't really sing that much, actually.
Don't they?
No, they don't sing nearly as much as the male canaries.
But males, in my fools, males are always the most beautiful.
I mean,
the girls are always this fall quickies. Any months.
Yeah, you need to work a little harder, isn't it? The females got the thing that the males normally want to procreate. Because, I mean, unlike with humans, I think animals, they go like, I'm here to procreate. And, you know, they haven't done
they
our
They settle
evolution.
A lot, though. They're like, it's good enough.
I don't know. I mean, if your duty is just to make babies, then, you know, then it's worth settling on it.
I've got a question for you guys. Yes. So...
Can I get the fucking music?
Asseblief. Yes.
Nice in the background.
Nogal.
So the film had a lot of like one-ers, like just like long continuous takes where you would do like an entire scene, just like one action. So
are you going to ask about the push-ups?
Oh, no, not even that.
I want to ask about that, yeah.
I wanted to know like what kind of rehearsals and stuff and how bad was it when you would like mess up a take? Like,
yeah, so that's, well, luckily, like Andriku said, we did rehearse it for, I think, 3 weeks or something beforehand.
Okay.
So that helped a lot. And also, I think most of us came from a theatre background, so we used to, it actually, in a way, it was more helpful, I think. But there was, of course, that pressure on the day when it's like an 8-minute take and then something happens right at the end. And like a lot of us would have those one lines at the end and then the pressure's mounting, you know, not to mess it up. And we had these Tunnies coming as 80s extras and they started getting annoyed because they had to sit there and they'd be like, ach, noch ian, you know. And they're like,
they don't know, eh? They're
not committed to the art. In one sense, it was very, it was nice to have that, like that one take rehearsal, but it was also very stressful, especially the push-ups, because that scene particularly, I think we did about 20 times.
Jesus. Yeah, dan is raak mens moe.
Yeah, that wasn't acting anymore. That
Yeah,
ek het gesien met Germant,
hy was nie
meer vir...
Nee.
But have you seen Johnny's Nie Dood Nie?
No,
I haven't. Do yourself a favor.
Okay.
I
have like this never-ending spreadsheet of things Cass wants me to watch.
But this director loves Locked Off.
Just like shot, going for
or
it.
Or just shot, one take. And he did that with Johnny in Weer Gister. And that's very impressive.
No, it's very impressive. The blocking is so good.
Yeah. And you had verschrikkelijk. What's the longest take that you had done it? Scene? What the longest was? Okay, almost is doodstil.
Yeah, wasn't it the push-up one when you were showing us?
It was a long one.
I think it was that one. There was also one on the bus. There was one on the bus where they had to have an intimate scene and then that went on for ages. And I remember there's something at the end kept going wrong and we did that one, I think, the most out of I think it was 23 takes.
Jeez.
And for those two actors, they had to recreate that intimacy each time.
Wow.
I
mean,
And they did it, you know.
And the poor cameraman.
Yeah, shame. Yeah.
The Steadicam ops like dead by the end.
So, but they had a real connection. Are you talking about the two leads?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
So they had a real connection, hey?
Yeah.
It was beautiful to see. It's like, yeah.
So natural. Yeah.
Great on-screen chemistry.
I know, I bought it. And it's very seldom that you actually see it on our screens, on South African screens. Where
chemistry.
Yes. Or, you know, that people are so beautifully matched. I think everyone was beautifully matched, yeah. So I don't know, you know, the prep that went into, you know, getting you guys. But I thought, yay.
But the film, like, reeked of authenticity. Like, from the first, like, scene, you're just kind of like, yep, cool, I'm buying this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never, like, once was, like, pulled out of it.
Yeah, and especially someone who also older, who was in the army.
Can you believe it?
Was dit interessant om te sien, ek het nie gedink hulle fake dit nou nie.
Yeah. So there was like a lady and her daughter sitting behind us, and at one point the daughter's just like, you get all the old people jokes. So I was like, I don't understand what's going on.
Well, okay, dan sit 'n bietjie te ver agter vir haar.
I definitely think so.
So I didn't notice.
So did Charles Johan talk to you people and tell his story that you knew what the background was?
Yeah, he was very generous. I mean, he brought pictures even of each of them. He told us personal stories. He would tell us about the world himself, even just, you know, just chatting behind the scenes even. So that was great to have.
So besides the personal stories, obviously you guys, like you say, you touched on what happened. So I think it must bring up some sort of a, maybe not a memory, but a feeling. What did you guys feel? I mean, because you all are young. I mean, it's like you say, it was ikeni, you know. It wasn't my fault. No. But still, you still live in it. And we all still live in some of those atmospheres. What surfaced for you guys when it came to where we are now and where we've been?
I think for me it's like Casper said earlier, you must look at history in perspective. And as a young boy growing up with my father, it was really difficult him not speaking up about things. And what this film is, and this is why this film is so important for, I think, a younger generation, because our parents don't speak about this. And to have been placed in that position, I mean, I hate the brown uniform every day we had to put it on, and those boots, it's heavy, and I can't even imagine if you have to wear that every single day of your life. But I always went back to this photo I have on my wall of my dad with me on his lap, and we look exactly the same, and I just kind of empathized with him and why he doesn't open up now, you know, about it. And I can't wait. He's actually flying from the DRC in this week. And I want to sit with him and watch this. Yeah.
Are you going to sit with him?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Just give him a little bit of time afterwards.
Will do.
Well, I wanted to say exactly the same thing. Just this thing of silence. I mean, I have uncles. My dad was in it. And none of them speak about it. Even I speak to friends about it, and they all say that we all have the same experience of the silence with our parents. And like you said, we weren't there, but even seeing, I mean, we were, the South African flag had also changed by the time we entered the world, but even seeing it, it's still, you know, it still affects you on almost like a somatic level. So I mean, there must be something in the body, in the,
it represents so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it does.
It was so
even those Strelitzia flowers. There's something about them.
Yeah, Nationale Partij.
It was so scary that first performance in the hall when we were there, and this flag goes up, and the people of color standing there, and because I mean, it's not reality today, but it is a bit displaced from us today, I think. But to walk into that. It felt very
so
uncomfortable.
Wrong.
We all
I was thinking of you when that flag appeared, and I wondered.
I looked at it in context. You know
Didn't you want a court when you saw it?
No. Do you know what, Casper? I have my stuff. I still deal with it every day. I still deal with my race issues. I have a chip on my shoulder, but it doesn't define me, or it doesn't stipulate my behavior. Those are just knee-jerk reactions. So you have to remember. Oh, that thing happened, but it's a moment. It's over, and it has a place in the storytelling. Mm. I mean, how are you going to tell the story? With what flag are you going to tell the story?
Mm, exactly.
You know, do you know what I mean? So for me, it wasn't. I mean, if somebody comes to me today with nonsense like race issues, I go like, please, you know. But the rest, no.
When we were white students, young. Mm-hmm. Those images of the National Party speeches in a hall with Strelitzias and a flag at the back represented everything we hated and wanted to change.
Yeah.
And it didn't change and it didn't change. And it's so fucking fun.
It's amazing.
And it did. Mm. And now to see that back, you go, thank God it's over. Yeah.
See, it's amazing that you have that. In my frame of reference, I don't have it. I just see a blanket of black and anger. Mm. That's my past thinking, you know. Because that's what I grew up with. So, and it's incredible the things that you say you don't talk about. You know what? With the people of color, the things they'll talk about everything. The one thing they will not talk about would be the methods of... how they were made to talk, the torture methods. Those things you really need like a commission of inquiry or something. They will not talk about it. But some of the things that came out, you can understand why they do not want to talk about it. Because, you know, if you're not emotionally or mentally or psychologically or spiritually geared up for it, it'll just kind of like knock you back a few years.
And then you think that the story that we saw yesterday is about a choir that had to entertain those people who used those methods on South Africans to get them to talk. And dan was daar hierdie afleiding van die kanaries wat vir hulle gesing het.
Ja.
Weet, prys aan God en alles. It's amazing.
But I mean, war is a terrible thing. Mm. It's just no matter whose side it is.
No one wins.
Because we all do it. Mm. And there's never
and a majority doesn't have a choice to take part in it. It's like these leaders like sitting there.
I don't know that. Though,
don't know,
for you guys, it's changing.
Is it?
I think it's changing because the world is open now. Mm. The world is kind of like, you know, there's you know, like the multimedia stuff that's going on, and then, you know, like the Twitters and I'm just joking.
Yeah.
The Instagram.
Instagrams and all that. So people are like, word is coming out. I mean, the minute you do something, people take... photos or videos loaded and it's out in the world. So the circle for leaders, it's getting smaller or leaders who are terrible. Yeah. I think in 50 years we're going to have a much better world because you guys are learning, man. Young people, I see that they have learned because I don't know how else, because all I've seen was people are beautiful. Young people are beautiful. When my son was about 12 and we were at the airport and I was just in my 30s and we was just at the turn of when the land became sort of like free and Hakis. There was an old woman and she wanted to come and stand in front of me. And the thing is, this old woman was white. And I said, no, you can't come and stand in front of me. I've been standing in this queue since forever. And now you want to come and stand here. My son was like, why not? And I was like, no, it's just because. I didn't want to give her a reason. And he said, no, but mama, mother, she's old. I saw a white woman. My child saw an old woman. Mm. So, do you understand what I'm saying?
I get you. Yeah.
So your thinking is totally different. And he was 12.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just after apartheid. So, that's all I can say.
Are you all singers? did you mime the choir?
No, we did actually sing. We did all sing. I don't actually know if our singing made the final cut, but we did.
The last song, Victims. Victims is
live. We didn't want that sort of fake, you know, mouthing along to it.
But it looked natural, like you were singing.
Well, we were singing.
And it didn't sound as if you couldn't sing. So that's what I want to say.
I think we're quite good.
Very good. Now, is he the songs and good that you sing in the movie? Is there a soundtrack or part? Of how is the budget?
That's a good idea. Is there?
Is there?
I don't know. Yeah. Yes, there is.
Good, because I mean, that verwerking at the end.
Yo,
is so
I think
beautiful.
That's my favorite.
Gasper is bringing it out of vinyl.
Yeah. Oh!
Limited edition. Very limited edition. Met baie special features by.
Wonderful.
Ons gaan dalk selfs die bladmusiek insit wat ons gebruik het in die film, al daai tipe van jazz.
Marshall, Johan, het jy gesien hoe duur is vinyl deesdae?
Ons maak het goedkoop vir julle.
Asseblief.
Die Afrikaners het mos nie geld nie.
Ons het nie geld nie. Want in die ek daar sien ek 'n foto van hoe die vinyl gelyk. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Want ek sien nou die kinders koop weer vinyl, maar dit is fucking R400.
Ja, ons gaan ons doen 'n baie dit gaan 'n collectors edition item wees wat jy gaan
by. Ek het gereis CNA toe in 1978 om Abba se Woolywood te kry.
Ja, sê.
Vir ek dink R18.
Ja, wel, dus jy kan sien ek het twee plate in 1984 gekoop vir op import vir R50.
Ja.
En dit was baie geld.
Dit was baie geld. Wow. Oh, well, ons kan nie wag daarvoor nie, because really the original music is fantastic. And I'm going to ask Jaco a question. He's our next guest with Ludwig Binger, who's also in the movie. Oh, is it Hila Casting? I'm going to ask him a question. Just remind me, just write it down. I ask him about royalties.
Royalties.
I want to ask him about royalties. Does he speak like that? Did they say royalties?
You said royalties.
Oh my God, like Rian van Heerden.
I don't know, it was bit like kind of like a Jewish gay woman.
Royalties.
Man. Yeah.
4419. Rian.
Hallo, Casper.
Aww.
Hoe gaan het?
Lekker met jou.
Ek is lekker boord, dank je wel. Joke net. Ek sit maar nog net vir 1.5 uur buite, is okay.
Het jy vir die manne iets om te sê? Het jy die film geniet?
Manne, amazing. Rarig, rarig, baie, baie goed. Ek het nie geweet wat om te verwag nie, en die oogpunt om te sien, wat, want mens dink altyd aan daai tyd, en daai area, en daai wat gebeur het. Mens, ek het nog nooit in my lewe gedink om het uit so'n perspektief te sien. So dit was rarig moving, so...
Bye, dankie.
Yeah, I just want to know, is there a sequel? Because that was kind of, it looks like it could, it was the
know,
way,
yeah, need,
you maybe
know,
a theater there show, some, that would be really
there,
nice.
There were some threads there that I would, you know, I would go back.
What about Canary the live performance?
Ooh. Canary on ice.
Yes.
What, is that not a spreekwoord van die Canary wat begin sing nie? Oh ja, hy het gesing soos 'n kanary. That's when mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they martel you. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, hy sing soos 'n kanary.
So.
Oh my God. And I think canaries were used in mines. If they keel over, then there's gas or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
In that movie Arrival, they use a canary to see if.
But that's based on truth, hey? It's a movie.
Sure.
But,
but it's based on truth.
Die miners het dit altyd gedoen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Asof ek 'n miner was.
But you know, I also didn't know that this was like sort of a healing thing. I always wondered why. Kom is daar sangers in die Fokonami? So I heard last night I learned that it was a ministry, basically.
Yeah, this.
You know, and I thought, that was new.
What do you
mean? But even for them, it's a way to like escape a bit of like the Martelly Scorpher says, the hell of the army, you know, like it's I think
when iemand daai kopperal in die begin, nê. Nee.
Oh, wasn't he lovely?
Ek het nog nooit iemand sien vloek wat Casper laat bloos nie.
Ja, hy was 'n bietjie dit was vinnig.
Dit was vinnig.
Ja.
Maar ek het meer gebloos in die stort sien met die drie pile. Ons sal daaroor ook praat nog.
Ja.
Rian, jy is daar besig om met twee girls te
fraternize.
Wat wie is hulle? Wat gaan aan?
Hulle is twee dansers, is 'n nuwe dansgroep. Dit is 'n all-girl cast called Girlesque.
Oh my God.
Yes, hulle is hier om vir ons 'n demonstrasie te wys.
Het jy gedrink of... dit klink demonstrasie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. And what are they going to demonstrate for us?
They're going to do Mambo number 5.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh. Is that a sex position?
Can be.
But Mambo number 5 is a real sexy song.
But are they going to do it outside or what?
Yes. Well, we can. I don't think they can do it in here.
No, they can't.
There's like a bus.
Can you
people.
Make sure that they have sound there, Rian?
Yes.
They do. They
do. Hey, Dory will check. And what are you going to record them?
Yes, I'll record them.
Please, and we put it on this Facebook page of the Casper Radio Show.
Got it.
Okay, so where are they going to dance?
outside.
Did you show him yet?
Yes, I did. Did you drink?
Yeah. Oh, that is a very stark painkiller. So they know where to dance.
They know where to dance.
Can they hear me?
Can you hear us? They can hear us.
So I'm gonna put on this music now. I'm gonna switch it on. What do you say? And dan kan hulle begin.
Well, it's been fun.
Years ago. That's like right. Yes.
In your ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Trumpet. The trumpet. Mambo number 5.
Yay, that was absolutely... Oh, Rian, quickly come back. Rian, quickly come back. I just want to ask you, where can we see the Girlesque dancers? Where will they be and all that? Dit het my nou onkant gevang, die einde hier so ewe skielik. That was wonderful. Mens wou net saam dans. Huh? Rian, is jy daar, my vriend? Had jy mooi afgeneem?
Ja.
Sien jy, jy was bored en nou werk jy. So you're going to put that on the video,
yes,
on the Facebook. Where are they? Where are they performing? Well, hallo julle.
Kijk hoe mooi lyk julle.
Hallo. Hi.
Ah, well done.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your opening the other night.
Oh, actually on this Thursday, coming Thursday.
Is it coming?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, okay, I thought I missed it because I had a root canal, you see, so I missed time.
So now you've got time to come watch us next Thursday.
I will.
Awesome, it'll be awesome to have you there.
So thank you. Where would we see you?
So we're doing it at Onyx in Stanton, yes.
Okay, so you're sort of like part of the whole My Chick Mac camp.
Well, we do work with each other.
Yeah.
And going forward, we would like to do a little bit of a partnership going forward.
Ah, yeah. Okay, great. And so how long is your show?
It's just about a 45-minute show. We're just doing a few snippets of a few songs. And then, yeah, going from there.
What is burlesque?
Girlesque.
Yeah, but no, but burlesque, yes. Okay? What is that and what is girlesque?
Okay, so, sorry, I'm still a bit out of breath.
That's okay.
Wow. So basically, when people think of burlesque, it's always like stereotypical, like over the top sexy, a little bit too raunchy type of vibe.
Mm.
Well, sure. Wow.
It's like interviewing an athlete after 10,000 meters. So I get a fool.
Wow.
Ek het my oom gesien.
Ek het my oom gesien, ja. And I's dood.
That, and that was only 1.5 minutes. Lord help me.
Yeah. You've got 45 minutes to do, eh?
Yes.
Warning you.
Yeah.
So Burlesque was a movie I saw with Cher, but it was based on that kind of style.
It is the style. However, we're approaching it with more of a sophisticated, classy type of look and genre. So we're going back to
1920s all the way through to the ages.
So if it's rock and roll, if it's your classic Latin.
Okay. But you are sexy.
Yes, of course.
And how big is the cast?
We've got about 5 at the moment, and that's just for the launch. We do have another 4 girls that will be joining us soon.
Great. And tell us about your choreographers.
So we have got the top choreographers in the country. We've got Dylan Daniels from Dancing with the Stars. We got Quintus Janssen, who's our show director. We got Warren Wood.
He Jason is a Joy.
Jason Joy, hip-hop, and then Corey Botha. She's from the Lions. Yeah, so
what does that mean?
She rehearses for the Lions. She's a choreographer.
Not Lions real Lions.
No.
For the Lions. Okay.
You never know what shows people put on these days.
Well, you can do that show with a lion once.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a fine lion. Okay, so when is this now and what time?
So we start, doors open at 7:30, and we are starting at about 8:30. It's just going to be a 45-minute show. If anyone would like to join, they may send us an email, and I can give them a little bit more information.
And what email?
So it's girlesquesa@gmail.com.
Now, there's a lot of people out there, especially younger ones, they can't spell anymore. How do you spell girlesque?
So it's girlesque, it's girlesque@gmail.com.
Do it again. Do it again. Tani, begin weer.
GIRRLESQUE
at gmail.com.
At what.com?
Gmail.
Gmail.com.
Yes.
And then you can hear all the, you can ask information about the shows.
Yes.
And but your first show now is going to be when?
Well, we do have a few coming up, maybe in Cape Town.
Okay.
Nothing set yet, but we are looking at Cape Town, Durban.
So have you got a Facebook page?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so people can see all the information
there.
Yes, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram we've got going.
Don't forget to go to the Vrystaat.
Yes.
Oh, die mense is uitgehongerd daar. Sister. Okay, well, thank you for being here. You are beautiful, girls.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And thank you for dancing, and that'll come up on the Facebook page now.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
I'd like to remix some of my jokes for you. By playing this Glockenspiel on this keyboard while I tell them. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. 'Cause you gotta agree with this song. You can't be like, maybe. I think the best thing about being dumb is that it makes magic a lot better. Where the hell did that rabbit come from? I don't know, but I'm calling the cops. 'Cause he just cut that lady in half. Sometimes when you get dressed in the morning, you're really making a decision about your behavior for the day. Like if you put on flip-flops, you're saying, hope I don't get chased today. I find that at most theme parks, the theme is, wait in line, fatty. Every fight is a food fight when you're a cannibal. If you have a pear-shaped body, you should not wear pear-colored clothes. Or act juicy. Or wear purple. Grimace.
Stove poopies, stove poopies, stove poopies from J8.
So we got our third batch from Canary. En julle weet, ons het 'n ding waar ons teruggaan na die oldies toe. Nou, ek kyk, wie's ouer? Ek dink Jaco, jy's ouer as Ludwig, né?
Nee, ons is dieself. Nee, jy's bietjie jonger.
Ek's 29, ek's
31.
Okay. As jy teruggaan, Jaco, wie is jy? Hoekom is jy hier?
Ek weet nie, ek het nie verby gestap.
Ja, ons is die Kasper Radio Show. En ons praat oor die movie Canary. Kyk dit, Jaco.
Ek moet.
Het jy al van het gehoor?
Ja, hulle bemerking is great.
Hulle bemerking is van die boonste.
Ek is die hoof van bemerking, so dis hoekom ek sê dis great.
Ek weet.
Ek het ook die movie gecast. Ek was die casting director op die movie. En toe second ID gewees op die film ook.
Oh, maar Jok, hy is ook in die movie.
Waar was jy
kan nie dit sê nie, dis 'n geheim.
Waar was jy in die movie?
Ek speel die man in die Mercedes.
Die stem.
Grillie.
Maar jy is grillie. Jy het my so gemaklik gemaak.
Dis verskriklik gemaklik
gesê.
Dis 'n baie moeilike een, maar ja, dankie Ludwig.
Ek dink ek doen dit goed. Ek dink ons moet van 'n bietjie krediet gee daarvoor.
Sien my nou 'n ander lig. Dis verskriklik.
Hulle het vir hom gevra.
Was dit maklik vir jou?
Ja, ek moes baie diep in die rol intel. Daai mens, ja, dis nie honest, baie erg.
Hulle het hom gevra of hy die man nie Mercedes wees, so sê hy, ja, cool.
Ja.
Is 'n bad.
By die silverskermfees het my kerel langs my ma gesit en toe die scene begin, leun hy oor na my ma en sê, "Dis
is Jaco.
Why would you do that? En toe kyk hy verder, want hy is so trots. Op dit. Haaklig.
Ludwig, jy was ook in Johnny is nie dood nie.
Ja.
Ach, ek het het geloof. Ek was verlief op jou toe.
Ach, dankie. Ek is verlief.
Nie meer.
Toe.
Nie meer, ja. Nie, maar...
Het het oorgewaai.
Maar vertel van jou ouers.
Hulle is ook in die bedrijf. My pa is 'n vervaardiger, maar hy doen regie ook, maar meestal vir dokumentêre programme, en my ma is 'n aktrise.
Jy sien.
Wat sien ons?
Ons sien dat DNA carries on.
Oh yes.
That's what we see. En Ludwig, so waar sien jy jouself oor 'n paar jaar? Wil jy ook direct movies?
Nee, ek wil definitief nie direct.
Is jy op stage?
Ek skryf bietjie on the side. Uh-huh. Ek skryf dialoog vir 'n seepie.
Okay.
Dis half my brood en botter.
Maar jy is mooi, jy moet speel ook in 'n seepie.
Nee, ek het al so bietjie. Maar ek sê dankie.
Jy moet
sê
dankie, Kasper.
Dankie, Kasper.
Ja, ek weet, maar ek kies advertensie. Okay, maar in watse seepie speel jy?
Ek skryf vir Suidooster en ek het ook 'n klein rolletjie daarin gedoen.
O, God, ek dink nie jy moes dit gesê het.
Hoekom?
Wat ek het nog nooit gesien. Maar dis 'n Kaapse ding, so jy is 'n Kaapenaar?
Ek is 'n Kaapenaar, ja.
Okay, en Jaco, are you a Kaapenaar?
I are a Kaapenaar.
As well. Yeah. This is a very Kaapse movie, eh?
Ja, het is een Kaapse movie.
Wat is dat een vraag wat ek wil vraag?
Oor die tantieme.
I want to know
sure.
What love is. I want you to tell me. I want to know about the tantieme. Like, obviously you had to pay a lot for those songs.
Ja, ons
and can we afford it as Afrikaans movies?
Ek was shook. Ek van hoe betaal hulle die rights?
Dit was 'n besluit wat ons baie vroeg moes maak. En Shaljan sal saamstem. Ons het net gegaan, we kind of have to. Ons kan nie hierdie movie maak uit daai era en nie die dinge wat hom by die hoofkarakter so beïnvloed afskep nie. So then in this baie geld.
Moet jy elke komponis afsonderlik nader en sê,
ja.
wat vra jy, en toe gebruik jy die goedkoopste?
Nee, ons het maar, die openingstoneel se liedjie, Small Town Boy, was die duurste, soos in honderde duisende.
Oh. Hoeveel % van julle budget was net vir music rights?
So, nabe aan 10%.
Yes.
Wat beteken is 250. So die maar julle sal sien die klere het uit mekaar uitgeval, ons kon niks anders bekostig nie, maar die liedjies was mooi. Maar ja, ons het baie vroeg besluit, so dit werk ook maar met territories. So as ons het nou dit betaal om dit nou hier te kan speel en by die filmfeeste te kan speel en dan waar ook al mense dit dan koop, dan sluit dit dan nou in daai deel in om dit dan daar ook te mag kan speel. Dis val my nie rede.
Ag, en jullie rede val, sorry, ek het gesê ook oor die keuse, want ons het nog nooit iets Suid-Afrikaans ons gebruik met internationale songs in ons movies, ons kan dit nie bekostig nie. Maar ek het net gesê, dit is so belangrik om tyd en plek aan te dui, as vir alles as ons internationale gehoor wil betrek, want as almal het een of ander connectie met Small Town Boy van Bronski Beat, as jy dit hoor, is onmiddellik jy weet waar jy was, of jy verstaan die periode beter as wanneer ek Min Shaw gaan speel daar.
Dit is 9/11, jy weet waar jy was, toe het gebeur.
Exactly, jy weet, so dit was die rede om ons aangedring daarop dat ons partij van die songs moes kry.
Ja,
ek het het so aangeneem. En ek was impressed, want ek gedacht, jyre, hier is geld betaal vir hierdie kak.
Dis
amazing.
But totally worth it.
Totally worth it. En die laaste verwerking, baie geluk, Charles Johan, van die Afrikaans, was het een godsdienst ding? Was het een psalm, ne? With Boy George.
Victims, ja.
Beautiful. Well, like, maar toe stop die fucking...
Ja, ek wil net klaar geluister met die liest.
Ja, nee, toe wil hy nou nie meer nie.
Ludwig, wat verstaan jy van die verhouding tussen die twee dominees? Because I feel there's something happening.
You think there's more to it?
No, I think the younger dominee maybe has a story that we don't know. And there is some friction between him and the older dominee. Did I see that correctly?
I think so. Dis eintlik 'n vraag wat jy vir Shaal moet vra.
Nee, maar dis waarom ek jou vra, net om te check of jy as akteur into die fucking rol was.
Ja, ek dit wel daai. Ek dink hulle het soort van twee idees verteenwoordig. Die verskriklike eng, streng onbuigbare een en dan die compassionate een wat rarig omgee vir die jong seuns en daar is vir die regte redes.
Ek het 'n gevoel gehad daar's dalk 'n slang in die gras daar met die tweede dominee, hè?
Huh? Ja, baie mense dink dit.
Definitief.
Because he was like very sympathetic and he wants to and then he but I don't want to give it away.
Ek dink dit wys net hoe min empatie ons het partykeer as Suid-Afrikaners dat wanneer iemand empathie wys in 'n fliek soos dit, dink ons outomaties wel hulle het dieselfde sienswyse of wat ook al, maar in die geval dalk het hy net gesien hoe sukkel die oukie en hy wou net vir hom wys dat iemand is vir hom.
Dis cool, ja.
Baie cool.
Jy is slim.
Genade. 4 jaar geswat.
Skrik slim. Hy het nie eers dit gegoogel nie. Dis baie slim.
Okay, well, I want to ask you people, I played Stofpoppies for a reason, Jaco. gaan terug nou met retro hypnosis en dink aan die eerste liedjie wat jy ooit in jou lewe gehoor het wat vir jou gesê het, "Jesus, dit is 'n liedjie die. Mama, ek wil die liedjie koop." Wat was dit? And it could be embarrassing, hey?
That's kies like embarrassing when it's better.
Wat het ek heel eerste geluid? Wat ek wou koop?
Wat jy gedink het, "Da, this is the song." Mine was Mammy Blue, just to give you an example. So what was yours?
Moomin se liedjie.
Nee, here. Wat is Moomin?
Nee. Moomin spot sommer. Nee, dit sou iets uit Sound of Music gewees het.
Oh, bar.
Hulle moes toe gewees het daar hier kom iemand Guy as the Hills kom my aan, maar dit moes probably iets daar uit gewees het.
Weet jy wat lees ek nou die dag dat daai Maria was eintlik meer van 'n doos as wat sy in die movie uitgespeel.
Rarig.
Ja. And you know that they didn't actually flee for the Nazis. They just left on a train. So it's all dramatic. En sy het nie oor die weg gekom met daai kinders partykeer nie. So that's something I wanted to tell
How do you.
You
solve that problem?
So no hala donker musical yes.
Whiskers on kittens, like copper kettles
Absolutely
and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packets,
tied up
with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
A cappella.
Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
Vat het jy terug.
Vat my terug.
Na my da.
Schnitzel with noodles.
Schnitzel with noodles. Sick as I. Sick as a beach.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into
springs. Christian.
These are a few of my favorite things.
When the bees sting, Ben, not like a sound of music?
Sad, yeah. It's a hybriding.
It's a hybriding. It's
outlet. Maar vertel van mij. Jij almost van musicals.
Ach, so biggie.
Okay.
So biggie.
Now, Bernard is also Betty Bangles, drag queen.
Yes.
But what he does here is he comes with gay news. The hottest gay news that I want him to go and sniff out. Het jy vir ons internasionaal of nasionale
gay? Hot nou, lukewarm. Ja.
Okay, ja. Wel, kry jouself reg, ek moet seker jou...
O, jy is ding gekry?
O, wacht, ja, hy werk mos
nie. Asseblief jy nie weer sing nie.
Nee, ek het hom nie gekry, hy werk nie meer nie.
Okay, ons kan net reg uit ingaan in die sing, jy hoef nie te sing nie.
Skeer en skinner, met Kasper en Kasper!
Fantasties.
Great.
Staande.
Vertel
vir ons. Ek wil...
Betrek ons gaste.
Dis nou... Okay, jy is betrek.
Dankie.
Dis nie daar gay nie, nie, maar een mof
uit. So hard praat nie, for fuck's sake.
Is dit my sagter?
Okay.
Nie af nie. Fuck's sake.
Okay.
Dis nie gay nie, nie, maar een mof hou van een royal wedding. Prinses Eugenie is getrouwd vandag. En...
Oor die fascinator.
Ja. Ja, en hoekom ek het wil mention is oor haar rok. Wel, die hele look actually is my halve kombinasie tussen Fiona
van
Shrek en die walgrok van Mamma Mia, die musical on stage, die trourok wat hulle gebruik in die show.
Ek is hier vir die Shrek references, die musical references. Ek
het nie Mamma Mia gekyk nie.
Op stage?
Ja.
Ek sal 'n post op die Casper Radio
en dan kan mense ons, ek dink nie ons mense
en dan kan mense comment en wat hulle opinie is oor die loop. Maar ja, dit is baie vir jou nou.
Okay, sit dit maar op.
Okay, ek sal.
Okay, het jy enige ander nuus?
Ek het ander nuus. Kinky Boots is gaan toemaak op Broadway.
What? No, I want to see it.
Jy gaan kan.
Wanneer?
Wanneer is dit?
Ons oop in Junie volgende jaar.
Maar net in die fucking Kaap.
What? Why don't you come here?
Nee, ons doen by die Fuel Guard, kom kuier vir ons.
Die goed kos geld om af te kom.
Just give you a package deal.
Okay.
Maar Charles Johan, but why don't you come with these things to Johannesburg?
Ons probleem met die Fuel Guard is ons het nie eintlik 'n vaste sisters theater in Johannesburg.
You must get one then.
Ek weet, dit is 'n probleem. Wil jy vir ons ene
bou? Wat vir Pieter vir tee?
Manage vir ons ene, dan
ja, ek kan dit manage.
Ja, ek dink met ons het al van tevore exchanges gedoen met die Monty.
Ja, nee, ja, want ons het
Rocky gaan doen. Maar ons moet die hele set alles oorbou om in te pas, die verhoog is so anders. So dit is te raak 'n baie groot probleem en omdat Pieter het al reeds sy twee theaters, so sy twee theaters is die hele tyd vol, jy weet. So dis 'n probleem vir ons.
Find you a theater, want ook cabaret het julle nie gebring nie.
Nee, ons het
en julle het ook nie on a clear day you can see forever nee, gebring.
Funny girl,
ek bedoel Funny Girl.
Ene,
ja.
Ja.
Ach, ja. Dan wat van by Hollywood Costumes?
Dis bietjie klein.
Weet nie wat dit is.
Ja, nee. Hollywood Costumes, jy weet nog nie wat dit is.
Ek weet nou nog nie. Oh. Ek like dit om hulle te name drop. Geen idee wat ek van praat nie.
No, it's too small, Christian.
Okay.
Have you got another fun fact for me, maybe?
You might just... Hey, wat se nuus is daar?
Ja, so die laaste show is op 7 April 2019 en nou is die rumors vir die volgende show wat daar gaan wees. Moulin Rouge, the musical.
Ja.
Want hulle soek a specific, what the fuck is that?
Ek weet nie.
A specific look theater vir wat kan inpas by die set.
Ja, but they're busy with Moulin Rouge previews, my darling. In Boston.
Nee, dis klaar. Oh, wow. So hulle gaan nou Broadway toe.
Ja.
En die Elders feels die look van die theater is baie, dit gaan inpas by die hele look van Moulin Rouge se set.
Interessant.
So, is it like come with me, kom daar uit, nee.
Ja. Mm. Ja. Mm. So ek die kans dat dit gaan daar wees teen ek daar is volgende jaar is 0, maar miracles do happen. So daar kan ek dit sien.
Fly to Cape Town, Bernard.
Ja, ek praat van Moulin Rouge.
Ek praat van Kinky Boots.
Ons gaan.
Weet jy wat vlieg ook? Canaries, he's a canary fight.
Oh, yes, it's okay.
Het jy geweet, hulle kan jalapeno die chili eet, en hulle mond brand, hulle eet dit eintlik gewoonlik. Dit is een van die vrugte wat hulle like om te eet.
Wat een vruchte? Wat praat jy nou?
Ach, jalapeno! Canaries eat jalapenos!
Oh, that's very interesting.
Daar wie jy nou weet jy.
Anyway.
Yes.
Charlotte to mention van Funny Girl nou. Daar is a revival van Funny Girl in the works. En Lady Gaga gaan in dit spelen.
What? Heet jy al, gaan jy Stars Born kyk vanavond? Sorry.
We gaan het vanavond.
Ik denk dat we gaan vanavond. Ik heb niet mijn vrienden gezegd dat we gaan vanavond. Ik mag dat, joh. Shit.
Star is born.
Als het verkeerd is, ik jammer.
Dit begin vandaag, ja.
We zullen ons eens gaan kijken voor
vlag. We gaan onmiddellijk.
But you know, I'm telling you that they are punting. So tell me if I'm wrong. They are punting this like this is the second coming of Jesus.
This movie,
they're going to a bit
Godfather 3. This
is like the director, what's his name, is like the best ever, and Lady Gaga's performance is the best in the world ever.
Altijd,
that's what they
dit
say.
Dit kan nie anders nie.
Nee, maar dan gaan ek teleeggesteld wees, want dan gaan dit nie so goed.
Maar sy is nou oral, want Funny Girl is op pad met haar in, en nou is daar ook rumors dat sy in die remake van Little Mermaid gaan wees.
O, Jesus.
As Ursula.
Ek is daar.
No, I don't want that.
Maar nou
ek wil 'n vis
die hele gay gemeenskap is in rip en roer, want hulle wil nie, kan nie geloof, gays wil nie vir Lady Gaga in die rol hê nie. Hulle wil vir Ginger Minj in die rol hee. Die drag queen van RuPaul's Drag Race, die kort chubby ene.
Ek is all for inclusiveness, maar het gaan nie gebeur nie.
Sy of
Disney sal nooit.
Visual. Die?
Disney sal nooit.
Disney die waarheid nie.
Grappie, Disney. Very nice. Trek van Ludwig by die fucking gesprek.
Wat denk jy van hierdie?
Wat denk jy van Little Mermaid?
Ek het nie sterk gevoelens vir Little Mermaid nie. Ek het dit laas gesien toe ek omtrent 6 was.
Wel, jy gaan 'n week kan kyk. Hulle
met Gaga, blykbaar. En Ginger Minj, ja, nee.
Nie al twee, nie.
Hulle gaan aflos.
Ja, Ginger Minj gaan Sebastian wees.
Een van die een met die staart en een gaan wees sonder die staart.
Ja. Dink nie Ludwig wanneer die mooiste lippe nie.
Pragtig.
Dankie.
Great. Anyway, gay news. En ek moet eintlik hiermee begin het, want dit is baie morbied. Dis vandag die 20 jaar anniversary van Matthew Shepard se moord.
Oh my god.
Ja, en maar daar's 'n goeie ding in dit in. Hy kry sy laaste resting place by die Washington Cathedral.
Doen hom fokkel nou.
Ja. So ja, daar gaan 'n klein monumentjie wees vir hom en daar's seker 'n park bench met sy naam op of something.
Ja, so
'n
bankie en dan sy selfie. Wat is sy naam?
Matthew Shepard.
Okay. As ek ooit weer 'n German Shepherd het, noem ek hom Matthew.
Okay. And is dit?
Is wat?
Is dit?
Was hy juicy news?
Daar was Disney gewees, dis juicy.
Sarah sê het onlangs 'n nuwe
Ek gesê dit loop wel, hom is nie hot nie.
Ludwig.
Ja.
In die movie, nou, is jy 'n rokjagter.
Rokjagter, dis 'n term, ja.
Ja, so do I deduce from the scenes that the tannies were warm for the canaries? Is dit wat gebeur het, Charles Johan? Wat sy jagstannies? Hy sê ja. I say ja. Okay. I loved Anna Marks cameos.
Julle oorsee klap die mense, hulle lag vir
haar. She is so good.
Sy's fantasties in. Sy was eendag op stel, she just blew us all away.
What?
Eendag ingekom. Maar al die cameos, ek meen al die bekende rolle.
Ons had the other one Jennifer Stein also was
fantastic.
Was hot, wrenching fantastic. Ja.
Nee,
maar die ding is wat ek eintlik op by wil uitkom is wanneer is jy die hoofrol in 'n movie? Ludwig.
Wanneer is ek die hoofrol in 'n movie? Ja, kan jy sien
ek chaf jou bietjie.
Ek's baie bereid om die hoofrol in 'n movie te
doen, Kasper. Wat ek gebel.
Wie?
Dat jy so tot en met nou hy elke keer sê, actually weet jy, ek kry my 'n klein bitrol.
Ek
sien nie line like
dit is.
Dit was wel, ek het in Johnny 'n groter rol gehad.
Ek weet, dis waarom ek nou so charming is.
Verantwoordelik. Kyk was so dit was eintlik nogal lekker met hierdie een om dat al die druk bietjie op skaal was.
but your type was recognized. Ek het daai tipe ou in die army onmiddellik herken in jou vertolking. So baie geluk.
Baie dankie.
Ja. Maar as al dat jy kry is nou so die tipes. Ja, elke bungalow en ja.
Maar Christian het nogal baie hard gewerk met elkeen van ons aan daai klein textures.
Yes.
Gesê dit is waarskynlik daai tipe ou.
Yeah.
Dis hoe hy voel hier oor.
Yeah.
So, ek bly dit het deur gekom.
Ek kry whiplash elke keer as iemand my naam sê. Wat? Hallo?
Ja. Jy's ook Christian.
Freak my out.
He's more into horror though. So we can do Canary the
Reckoning.
Zombies, ja. Jaco, ek wou vraag vir jou gevra het, waar is julle volgende
international one.
Where's your next premieres?
Ons is in New York.
Oh, fuck off!
Natuurlijk.
Ah!
Dan ons in Seattle.
Really?
En dan gaan ons terug New York toe. Vir ander feest in New York. New York City.
Gaan julle allemaal? Julle cast?
Nee, goh, daar is nie geld daarvoor. Nee, ons is skaars hier nou gekom. Sinne, daar is nie geld.
Is it like a important film festival?
Ja, partij van hulle is bietjie klein. Ons het nuidig gelag en gesê, dit lyk soos 'n mof wat in sy garage waar films gewys het. En nou, maar dit is daar nie so nie. Dit is groot.
Dit gee jou blaarkies op jou poster.
Dat dan net 'n ou blaarkie wees. So die grootste is probably new outfit. Wat in Los Angeles was.
Oh my God.
Wanneer was dit? Juni. Einde Juni. En sy sisterfees Newfest is nou in New York.
Nou, shop mense die film. Maar dis die idee.
Dis waar vir die feeste is, ja. So ons het nou
mense al gekoop.
Nog nie gekoop nie. So jy kry nou eers 'n sales agent en dan verkoop die sales agent by die feeste.
So if you release maybe internationally it will be on a label there.
Yeah.
Who will buy it?
Yeah, like, distributed there. So
video releasing
iemand
or whatever.
Koop het net, ja.
Sorry, gaan julle grote festivals ook na probeer inkom by soos TIFF en so?
So, die grootste ene waarvan ons nou ingeskryf is probably Bernale. So, Christian was verlede jaar daar vir as deel van die talent wat is dit? Geleentheid wat ook al hulle bring hulle in en hulle praat met hulle en hulle doen 'n bietjie van 'n workshop en dan gaan hulle. So dat die idee sal wees wat great sal wees as hy nou hierdie jaar kan teruggaan met Canary. So my
fingers crossed.
Ja, dit sou cool wees. Want hulle, die mense wat koop, compare Berlin met die Oscars. Hulle vra of jy gaan jy na gaan jy Berlin toe of het jy inskryf vir die Oscars. So is nog 'n big deal. Yeah. Ons hoop maar daarvoor.
And you know what? The elephant in the room, Germant, fantasties.
Hy is fantasties.
Hulle ons het nog nie hy is so goed.
Jesus, ons het vir hom beklei. Hulle wou hom nie laat gaan nie omdat hy so tight schedule het op binnelanders en dit het ons net gefaai.
I don't even know binnelanders.
En ons het basies rondom hom geskedule.
So hy is 'n bekende gesig.
Ja, 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 die tannies, ja, ja, ja. Louis Koster, hy speel Hans Strydom se halfbroer.
Oh my god.
Okay. In binnelanders, so sepies mag gaan. So het ons basies rondom hom geskedule, want hy het die audisie gedoen en wat het hy gesing? Somebody to Love.
Oh. Hy was fantasties.
En ons is net soos hierdie, dit is net hy moet dit doen.
Ja.
En op stel ook, en goed ingesit en textures en goed gedoen, wat fantasties was.
Was ek was so impressed met hom, jessie.
Ja. Mense vraag vir my, is dit ek? Dan sê ek nee, en dan eet ek maar weer komedie. Ach, goed, so is jy. Nee, dit is nie ek nie. Nee, is a little bit of winter white, wat ek nog draag. Van
Christian, Rian wil iets vir jou sê.
Wat?
Hi.
Wat wil jy sê, Rian? Wat een fok nou?
Ons het vergeet om te praat oor my groot show môre aand by die baanjaar.
Ach, Jesus.
Hoe kon jy? Ek het ook vergeet.
Kan jy so groot as jy vergeet nie?
Ek is overwhelmed met al die talent hier binne. Dis
ja, was dit nie 'n fantastiese show nie?
Amazing.
Oh my god.
So môre aand by die Baanjaard is die launch van my Odyssey show met 'n cast of 15 males, an all male cast with Josh from The Voice.
Oh.
So die mense in die Valdriehoek, kom kyk asseblief.
Het jy 'n invite gekry, Kasper?
Nie 'n fucking
niks.
Shred
fucking.
Petrolprys is ridiculous. Ek weet dis te ver.
WhatsApp message is niks.
Maar dit kom, as ons eerst daar in die baanjaard regkom, daarom kom ons daar die baanjaard hier natuurlijk.
Okay, nou sal ons jou kom ondersteun.
Jebel.
Are you all going back to Cape Town now?
Ons het dan nog morgen die Maboneng screening. Pre-screener en dan gaan ons morgen aan terug Kaap en dan het ons nog een pre-screener by die Vue Guard.
Who's the guest host of the
grootste nuus. Ek het kan glo ek het hom gekry nie.
Ja.
Maar
Rian Kruiwagen.
Hi, hy sal actually gekom het as ek hom gevra het.
Hy sou ja.
Ja. Montel is my eregas.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I cannot. God. Oh my god.
Hoe het jy dit reg gekry?
Nee, ek moes 3 mense geslaap.
Ag, oh, so jammer.
Ja. Ek moes met die Mercedes man geslaap het. My, nou, hy bring vir Montel in die Mercedes.
Moeite waard. Moeite waard.
Ja, absolutely.
O nee, ek sien, ek miskien met ek gaan dan.
Ja, kom. Ja, asjeblief. Het sal lekker wees.
Maar as jy kan, ek meen, nie uit jou pad uitgaan nie.
Ja. Nee, maar dis Montel. I love Montel.
Love Montel. Love.
Who doesn't love Montel? Hey? So that's tomorrow, en dan gaan jylle, maar is van jylle dan morgen daar?
Nee, niemand nie, net ek. En Germant, Germant is daar.
Jy wys, skit sy kop.
Nee, goed, die ene is op pad liggawe toe.
Okay, maar jy, bly jy in die Kaap?
Ja, nee, I'm staying in Joburg now for 2 weeks.
Maar dan kan jy mos kom. Ja, goed, David sal
alweer. No one's asked him, he's like,
I'll
come, guys, I'm available.
David is very cute in the movie as well, he's the English guy, hey?
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you, very nice, very nice. Okay, so we have to end, but with what?
Oh, can I ask you a question before we end?
If you've got a fun fact about a canary.
No, ask them, when is it officially released in cinemas?
Volgende Vrijdag.
Ach, Jesus, Christian, dis 'n mooi professional vraag.
Baie mooi.
Okay, so next Friday is being released.
Ja, opening in Naweek is altyd die belangrikste vir ons.
Go watch
has
it.
To go and see it.
Christian saw it last night and whispered immediately to me that his parents can't wait to see the canary.
They think it's a choir film about the army because they've only seen
ek wil so graag my ma moet dit sien, want daar's goed wat ek vir my ma altyd wou sê, wat die movie vir haar kan sê.
Daar's
goed wat my sissy moet sien, en, maar is daar radio edit?
Die radio weergawe op RSG volgende week. Nee, daar's nie radio weergawe nie.
It's the truth, that's why, they must learn, that's how the people spoke, eh?
Yeah.
But people, we've run out of time, I want to go on. Maar ek gaan nou ons goodbye speel. Ek sê Jacob bye bye, dankie. Ludwig bye, dankie. En vir al julle ander Canary mense en vir die Burlesque mense, en vir Magic Mike. Dankie, dit was 'n fantastiese program. Ek wens ons kon dit op vinyl uitbring. Bye Christian.
Oh, bye.
Bye Bernard.
Bye.
Bye Shemaine. Bye Rian. Goodbye. Stay well. Bye bye. I'm Barney Garfrey. Goodbye. Goodbye. Stay well. Tot ziens. Bye. This is CliffCentral.com.